Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music Show! It's that kid, Hanilla! Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, Jack! This right here is where the real rap at! Fuck pilots! We doing what we love just to hear it play back!
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family. Baby, this is for all the little.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Bader, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. Is the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Episode 102, Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Prez. We have a return guest tonight. The one, the only, First Degree to DE. I'm going to bring him on in a minute. It's going smooth so far. You know what I'm saying? The first 100 is out of the way. We're already on 102. Yeah, we got a lot of big shit coming up in the future. But tonight's show is going to be crazy. Anybody that's a fan of Sacramento rap, West Coast rap, just real rap in general, you got to respect First Degree to DE. The man's released 25 projects, give or take. Been featured on several projects. Been in, you know what I'm saying, definitely, I know he's been in the Murder Dog several times because I reviewed some of his shit. But he's been doing his thing, man, for about 20 years, give or take. So I'm going to bring him on, let him explain more to you about who he is, because only the DE can do that. What's up, brother?
I'm in so deep, and I barely don't have to play.
There he is.
What's good, Prez? UGS is thumbs up.
Oh, man, it's good to have you on once again. You know what I'm saying? We just had you on KFYB last Saturday. But you've been on this show before, too. You've been on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when this song in the background, Lynch Rose, debuted, I believe, shortly after you came on the show. And what was the response you got from Lynch Rose?
The one question I ask people, did you laugh? And they say yes, so I move forward. That's all I want to know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, how could you not laugh? Especially if you see the video.
And first of all, just to correct you real quick, you broke the song, okay?
I broke
the song. When the song got burved off, there was only one place to come crack it off. I hit you up, and we set a date, and we broke the song, you know?
We broke that motherfucker. Well, shit, it's an honor then. Now I feel happy to have broke a song like this because... Not only is it a talented piece of work, I mean, Beta's on the beach, but you're just going in on dude, man, on some just straight up roasting shit, man. This is like a Comedy Central DE, and you went for the jugular. You went for the jugular, okay. The juggalos, or the cuzzalos, whoever it is.
The jugular of the juggalos.
Yeah, the juggaloffs, you know. And the dick tissue.
Somebody has to do it, you know?
Yeah, you did it.
You don't own rap, Juggalo. Somebody has to do it, you know? And then I got to a point where I've just been in the game so long, I don't care what nobody says no more.
You earned that, right?
Thank you. Thank you. So I listen to the people. I put a mix in a little experience and put it out on the record. Now we got this F.U. Foe. Okay, as soon as I was finishing up with it, I had to send it to you, Prez. Had to send it to Six for the thumbs up. So you was one of the first to get it. I'm curious to what you think.
So far, man, it's we've released so much music. You know, we just released the Murder Master Music Show mixtape, Volume 1, on the 25th, I believe. Then we released Dr. Kafar on Halloween night, No Anesthesia. And then I got a, you know, TNT got a mixtape out, TNT, UGS. Because UGS, we're a big family. And then I hear your album, Fahrenheit Underbelly 4.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, there's so much variety on this particular album. You know, because I've been hearing so much good music lately. This is taking me in different directions. Because you got to understand, I've opened different portals in my mind using, let's just say, various mind-altering things. We'll just call them things for now. And with music like this, if those portals in your mind, I'm being real as fuck. Some of these fans are saying Scott's crazy right now. What the fuck's he talking about? But some of these portals in your mind that you open up, third eye, so to speak, you're able to absorb music on a different level. Wouldn't you agree?
Damn.
Have you ever thought of it like that?
I just, it's not as much as me planning and plotting and forcing writing or trying to consciously open people's portals, but I'm glad I'm glad to stimulate. But it's really just I just get the vibe, get told what to do, and I just translate it, you know. And then I just like to hear how people feel and how it changes their lives, you know.
Yeah, people come up to you and what's the most that they say to you as far as changing? You ever had anybody come up to you and say, I was on the brink of death, and you brought me back? You ever have any shit like that happen?
Yeah. I recently it's funny you say, I just did a show in Seattle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 years ago, I was in a gas station in Seattle, and this dude recognized me, and he started telling me about his life, and he was about to go to jail, and whoopty whoop, and I remember that conversation. And then I just did the show in Seattle a couple of weeks ago at Halloween, and he was there, and he turned his life around and had a long, good story for me. And it's stories like that that why I can't quit the game, you know?
No, you
can't quit the game. If people are absorbing off the energy, and it's like I'm responsible for them. I'm for you. I'm in the game for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to think throughout the years, each album you're gaining more and more fans, and some of them are overseas, some of them are scattered throughout the states. But I mean, how did that affect you to see that dude a decade later, and in a much better place than what he was 10 years earlier?
It's energy. It's my light. You know, it's energy. Especially being in a city that you don't live in, you know, and then people with those stories. But me being to the point where just I'm going to say what needs to be said, I get a good handful of emails a day about, you know, you inspire me and keep it going. And then on the flip side, I get a good random randoms from Randomsville speaking their random opinions. Falsifying thinking that their opinion matters when it doesn't in our mission, you know.
Complete
so
nobody.
Both ways. Mm-hmm. Random randoms from Randomsville think they got a say in this bus I'm spill.
Yeah, yeah. There's too many of them. I mean, the positive forces in this game are far and few in between all the negative forces. There's a lot of bullshit that you got to wind your way through like a snake, man. Or actually, you got to cut off the heads of snakes. But you've been in this motherfucker a couple decades now. How hard has it been to weave through all the bullshit in the industry?
Well, lucky for me, I'm the boss. You know, I own the label. So every song from the beat, the structure of the beat to manufacturing the CDs and getting them in the stores, I do all myself. So the hardest part of controlling myself is the easy part of the game. The hardest part of the game is getting the humans involved in this, you know. But then when you and I started talking about what you're doing and why you're doing it, it made me realize if we could team up, okay, if folks with the same intentions of bringing the real rap back could team up, join forces, we'd have so much of an impact. Like Emo says, five fingers make a fist, not one finger. It takes five fingers to make a fist. And I just can't, okay, I'm too giddy now. I got to let them know, Press. Is
let
it okay
know,
if I let them
know?
Let
them all know.
First
man.
Degree to D.E. Fahrenheit Hour is coming to UGS Radio. UGS Radio. UGS Radio. On Friday, starting November 22nd. Okay.
9 p.m.
I'm joining
Central.
The team.
Welcome to UGS Radio, First Degree to D.E.
Thank
Dollar
you, brother.
First, right here, right now. You know, it's a trip,
thank
man.
You.
A decade ago, maybe even longer, I was reviewing some of your albums. You know what I mean? And now, even interviewing you. I believe I interviewed you before. But now, here we are, fast forward all these years later.
Man.
You're part of the team. You know what I'm saying?
And it's because of your purpose, man. You're glowing with purpose. And when I first came, we did that first show, I was like, damn, this dude is not talking about other people. Damn, somebody needs to. He doesn't start his wish list with somebody needs to. I was like, damn, he went ahead and started this blog talk. I was like, man, that's what we need to do, stay in people's ears. Like, I put out albums. I teamed up with a lot of talent on this album. And I put out albums. I like to talk about them.
Yeah.
But we need, with what we're talking about right now, what you're talking about, we need to be in folks' ear, like, consistent.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man, that's exactly what
Fred's
doing.
Every week, well, now every day with the show, because we got six on Saturday, you know, me and Lane with the Church of Reality on Sunday. Well, Saturday's KFYB, Fuck You Bitch Radio. Sunday's the Church of Reality. Tuesday, we got Underground Classics with BG all the way in Germany. You know what I'm saying? Thursday's the Murder Master Music Show. And now, Friday.
Friday.
Tell me what it is
Fahrenheit.
Again.
First Degree to D.E. is Fahrenheit Hour. You know?
There you go.
It's just about what folks need to hear. You know, they don't got no fancy punchline right now, but the theme is what folks need to hear. Music, comedy to make you feel good, uplift your soul, perspective. You know, I'm just getting Fahrenheit Studios. I'm pre-recording for the press. So I'm going to be in Fahrenheit. I'm going to call somebody from the Fahrenheit umbrella family, and we're just going to chat. Because every time I talk to these people, I'm like, damn, people need to hear what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's time for that. I'm just going to put out what people need to hear that they're not talking about.
Yeah, man, there's so many people out there. I wish I had a video camera with me, because I've had some pretty deep conversations with motherfuckers just about some other shit, you know, and it's good to capture that. You know, if you can capture that on a platform and then play it back for people, that's some amazing shit to do.
And then put you having your archive on your site, it's like a library of rap game wisdom. And I was just thinking about that, you know, it's forever, even when we're long and gone. You know, I've been in this game long enough, man, where it's about forever. How can we impact the people forever, decades after we're long and gone? And what you're doing, building an archive of what needs to happen in this game, that's forever.
Thank you. And shout out to Dome,
our
webmaster. He archives all our shit, you know what I'm saying, which you're going to have a page. All your shows are going to be archived, too.
Yes.
Again, welcome to the team, man. It's a fucking privilege and an honor to have you on board.
I'm glad you feel that way. Because I've never done anything like this, but I'm so ready. Seeing what you guys do and being inspired and knowing what these streets and what it takes and what's going on and how this music affects, how powerful these music. People look up to musicians too much. And it's just like, damn, okay, well, since people are looking up to y'all musicians so much, just come correct. And I'm tired of saying that. It's time to archive the shit. Just like, you know, it's time to archive the shit.
Yeah.
It's a Fahrenheit hour.
That's going to be the shit. Friday, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 p.m. on the East Coast, and as always, 9 p.m. Central. But I want to play an album, cut off the album FU4. See, I still call shit albums.
Do.
I want to play cut off the folder FU4. No, I call it the album. It's still the fucking album to me.
That's right.
The first one I've picked, man, I really liked was that Farron like. Tell me about this track.
Mm-hmm. I like that one, too. Produced by OGL, the gift bearer, out in the bay, okay, with the African drum beat feel.
And I just had, man, I was like, it was coming together. I came with the chorus with the wifey. We came up with the chorus. It's just like, what's it like to be Fahrenheit? What does it mean, you know, be part of this team? And then I just requested for, I asked the people. I was like, because I like to talk about us, but I like when other people, that's why I love this FU folk, because it's other people, people who I like to listen to. So I called up Emo. Emo, send me some tracks of your wisdom. I call up Crucial Point, DJ Urban Thesis, OGL. Send me some tracks of your wisdom. And let me put it together like a puzzle piece. So that's how that one came together. I like that one, too.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites. Well, we're going to play it right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, shit, before we play it, Six just hit the board. Let's bring on Six real quick. Hey, Six.
Hey, what's happening?
We just
what's good with it?
Fahrenheit.
Oh, we're good. Checking on y'all on my break right now. What's the deal, man? I missed a good part of the show, probably.
First Degree just announced something, man. Why don't you tell Six?
Oh yeah,
big announcement.
Joining the fam. It's just official now. That's all. It's just official now. That's all.
That's it.
No, and I'm excited
Fridays.
To be on it.
Yeah.
Fridays. Yeah, Fridays at 7. 7 mm-hmm. Pacific. We're just about to go into the FU4 song. What's that Fahrenheit? Now I was saying it's just like a gumbo, a collage of what's it like to live the Fahrenheit right. life and be on this mission again. That's all.
Yeah, I got to say one more before going to break. I got to say, damn, we got this shit covered every day of the fucking week. Fucking Shannon should be fucking paying us to be on the stupid network on Blog Talk. Jesus Christ, fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's what it is. Here it is. What's that Fahrenheit like? Right here, UGS Radio, bitch.
It's the Fahrenheit movement, bringing back real music.
On your schedule, on your dime.
See, they don't want us to be together, man. Together we strong, you know what I mean? Five fingers make a fist. Not one finger. We need five fingers to make a fist. Remember that. So together we can hit much harder.
No more wasted motion. No more wasted motion. We doing this for you, OG. Ghetto you. We doing this for you, queen and princess.
It's your boy, Earth T. Coming to you live from FU4. But we talking about the family, y'all. We talking about the unit. Unit means unity. Bring it together, y'all. Enough of this shooting and killing and stabbing niggas in their chest. We trying to come real and come true with the strong beats and the strong messages about bringing everybody together. Love your brother. Your family is important. Love the kids, the children.
Man, it seems like the masses need to be educated, D.E. So we gotta get back to the movement. The movement of real music. They understand where we spit from the heart. We spit for the art. It's all real. None of this fake BS about, you know, money or I'm killing up all families and all this kind of nonsense. Just real life. Real rap, real hip hop music.
are you?
Who are you?
That's what we should be figuring out. Instead of trying to figure out who he is and what he doing, you should figure out what you is and what you doing. What you trying to do? I mean, what are you on this planet for? I mean, we on this planet just to die? No. You on this planet for a reason. So find out what that reason is. And that's what my mission is, to find out what I'm on this planet for. And that's what you should be doing.
Purpose of the 100 billion years.
So all they gotta do is say Sacramento in the building. F you folks, you heard?
They on that first you folks. They on that spirit of my brain.
What's it like to be Fahrenheit? It's like being an inner mountain climber. So antennas get reception of events horizon deep inside us. You feel the climate. See that? We emit time. This is pre-recorded. So it absorbs life force in the vortex of the cerebral cortex. Beyond identity, we are one being. I am not me. This solidity is watery. Anomaly through your screen, I could possibly teleport into your body. How could something so heavy be so light? How could something so dark be so bright? How could something so good be so bad? How could something so wrong be so right? Now each length, each width, each breadth, each step redirects awareness to introspection.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's some funk. What reaction do you get from that song?
Folks in Seattle, we had the record release in Seattle and Tacoma. When you got an important message, you got to hit the whole West Coast, and you got to start at the top and go down like gravity. So I went up there and got people's input, and that one stood out. You know, people are going to think, I get complaints, that that ain't rap. Like the first single was and it was spoken word. And, you know, it's spoken word. That's what it's supposed to be. And then it's just the randoms. That ain't rap. I don't understand it. Fuck you. It's like, damn. It's not supposed to be rap.
It's a new style. It's a whole different style.
Yeah, so that song you just play, it's not supposed to be rap. It's just wisdom, you know? And when you got a message, you got to find different channels to deliver it. You know, singing, chanting, talking, rapping, spoken word. You know, so it's the variety. Your review, which you just gave me, and you've been reviewing me for 20 of them. So I'm really appreciative. I always find out what you think. But your review, what you just said, what stood out was the variety, and that's what it's supposed to be about. BG, OGL, Funk Beta, DJ Urban Thesis, Crucial Point, Mathematics.
The shit is next level. Meaning the shit is next level. Meaning you got to be able to get to the next level in order to, like you said, to soak up the concept of everything. You know, a lot of music that is made very general. It's okay, you get a beat. Usually a lot of people just download the beat. You hook up a mic to your computer. You bust a verse.
Oh, God.
And then that's it. You know,
oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. But you put a lot of different elements into your music, into your sound, into your message. Where the fuck do you come up with this shit? Because I gotta admit, there ain't nobody else out there that sounds like First Degree.
Damn, I appreciate that. But like I was saying, I don't plot and scheme. It's just I get told to do this. I get told to do this, and I just do it. You know, that's all. It's just who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. And then, you know, it depends on if I'll have a beat of, you know, something. A lot of times I'll do the beats first. That's my favorite part of my job is the beats. But if it's really important, there's only one person if it's really important, there's only one person I could start the song off with. And that's the Funk Beta.
And you've been working with him since the beginning, no?
Oh, yeah. I've been working with Funk Beta since the beginning. Like you said, Death Trap Records. It was me, Beta, Young Joker, and BG. This was before Brother Lynch. Okay, this is before Brother Lynch. And that's what people don't want. And they're like, you know, I've heard Beta got stuck in the middle of this. Okay, Beta,
yeah.
I feel bad for him. He got stuck in the middle because he's both of our friends. So people are like, how are you going to produce on the F.U. Fall while D.E. got the song about Whoopty Whoop and the Whoopty Whoop? So, but, you know, first of all, we've been working with Funk Beta before there was a, not before there was a Brother Lynch, but before the people knew who he was. You know, since the beginning, just like you said, I've never released an album without Brother Lynch, without Funk Beta's fingertips on it. Okay, every single one of my albums has Beta's fingerprints on it.
And that's 20-something albums, though.
25-plus. He got a new one, Simplex 2, coming out that's all jazz and what people need to hear. You did a show with a round table that was classic, Marvelous Spice. And I'll never forget that show. And it was like everybody knew. It confirmed everybody knew what's supposed to happen. You know, everybody knows. So we doing it, you know?
It's great to be able to bring people together and just, you don't even have to ask a question. All one person has to do is just kick off two syllables and you got a conversation. And it's crazy. I don't even, you know, I might ask one or two questions, but then I'll sit back in the cut and just let them talk about shit. And it's a trip. The fans love it, man.
But,
I'm glad you recognize that because the fans, they really love those round tables. You know, we need to do more of that shit.
Definitely. And it starts with purpose, you know, why you're doing what you're doing. Second, it goes with respect. And then the two syllables. Then, because, you know, it's a, you got to get them together. They're not just randoms from Randomsville can't call Spice and be like, you're on in 10. So, you know, it's purpose. It's purpose. And it's what it's what you guys are doing. I'm so juiced to be part of this. And I'm going to be consistent, too. It's going to be consistent, and it's going to be what people, it's going to be music. And we're going to rock the bells. So it's going to be talking. Just like we're talking. It's going to be talking.
We're going to rock the bells with audio holograms. But, yeah, man.
Wish we could do that with Pete Folks.
Yeah. I would. There are a few people I'd like to see. But I got to admit, the Eazy-E one, man, it looked
like
a
week.
Yeah, the Pac
like,
one was
lot
better.
Hey, Prez, let me touch on the hologram because it looked like this easy impersonator dude that always just goes around. What's that motherfucker's name?
I can't think of his name.
Shit.
Tony.
But anyway,
it's like
this Mexican dude that goes around dressing like Eazy-E and like acting like him. And that's his whole gimmick, right? And it looks like they took the hologram and just used this motherfucker instead. It's the oddest looking thing.
Yeah.
It didn't come
out
right.
The old Dirty Bastard hologram wasn't that good either. I didn't feel that shit. I think with the Pac one, not to go off in a different direction, but with the Pac hologram, they use actual footage of Pac. And with these other holograms, they had people stand. It was like a video game type thing. So I don't know. But let's go to another break real quick. We're going to get off into more music from the FUFO. But this is off the Murder Master Music Show mixtape. This is Shelly Shell Operation Takeover. This shit is never been released before. Yeah. Check it out. Download the Brother Master Music Show.
I gotta go too,
Frizz.
I'll catch the rest of the show on archive. Hey, the listeners, man, I wish I could take a fucking bag of feces and a scoop and just have all you motherfuckers line up and just feed you from this scoop of feces as I'm digging it out. That's what I think about the listeners. I think you're all just worthless bags of excrement. Fuck all of you. I'm out.
Catch out 6 Saturday,
KFYB,
7 p.m. That was just a little dose of what he's going to bring you Saturday. But This is Operation Takeover by Selly Cell. Go get the Murder Master Music Show mixtape right now, ugsforlife.com. We're going to be back shortly with First Degree, the DE.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all know who the fuck I am.
Act like
y'all know that nigga Selly got heat. Stop acting like you don't know. Turn that shit up and bob your head, folks. Turn up the headphones and plug my mic in. I'm a microphone fiend like Rakim. Yeah, they stalking me everywhere I go. Some of them bad bitches, most of them spank hoes. When I say hoe, I don't mean hoe, but no disrespect. I mean professional hoes, fucking for paychecks. All on the internet, your bitches on it too. They swinging both ways. That's why you open two. I bat 1,000, do it like A-Rod. I'm on the winning team and you on the play squad. I stay in the deck, you know I stay live. They feel me everywhere, I'm in their fade five. Yeah, Selly selling this motherfucker. Gamed up, been lacing up y'all tennis shoes for over a decade. Spitting flames, and some of y'all still hating on. I'm in their head, heavy like some naughty dreads. Sick like a mental patient that forgot to take his meds. So I'm flashing on them, breaking gas and on them, pull up mad. Bashing on them, if they get behind me, then I'm bashing on them. I'm talking red lights and flashing headlights. Here to protect and serve, that's what they said, right? Said they got them stun guns, got my niggas on the run. Zapping motherfuckers, slinging laser tag, having fun. It's a cold game, just like that cocaine. Flooded the streets and now the hood will never be the same. Turned us in the attic, made our lifespan shorter. Instead of trying to own a business, they selling quarters. Yeah, it's Operation Takeover. We keep it 100 around this motherfucker. No additives, no preservatives. None of that watered down. It's 100% I tried to tell them, but they wouldn't hear it that. Every time I drop a new album, the fools is fearing that. They run the third though, it's Operation Takeover. Almost walked away from it, but rap needed a makeover. The fans was begging me to do it live and drop again. Say they on some other shit, so Roller made a knock again. Got me in the lab, serving them like hot plates. Most of these fools are sweeter than syrup on some hot cakes. I ain't got breaks, so I ain't slowing down. I'm toe-to-toe in the center ring, and we going round. It's all over for one, they ain't having fun now. Shaking like Freddy coming, don't be trying to run now. Know what I'm talking about? They still ain't feeling me.
Still
they still fighting it. They still holding it in. But you know what? Sooner or later, I'ma break their ass down. I'm on that thugged out, y'all on that watered down. Do it for street soldiers, don't wanna fuck around. I rep the Bay 707 and Cali Love. Trying to connect the West Coast like Ice Cube and Dub. Do it indie cause major labels are scared to touch it. Too busy pushing them fake rappers with bigger budgets. But I love it cause they just making me try harder. I'm a boss and I'm living free, but I die harder. My wordplay is relentless, I blow them out the water. I'm taking over like Nino Brown when he took the Carter. I'm out here playing the butter rim and regulating. I got them dropping their mic and turning their resignation.
That's it,
it's a wrap. Operation Takeover.
Game over.
Selly Cell taking this bitch over.
Game over.
All you niggas that act like you don't know, now you know. Run and tell that. It's all in the game. Stop hating.
Yeah, we're back here with First Degree, the DE. That was Selly Cell. That's some shit right
Damn,
there.
Damn, you did that on that mixtape, man. Selly Cell puts on a good show. I did one with him in Portland. One of my 100-plus shows came across him, and he rocked the crowd.
And when was this? Was this just recently?
No, this was probably a good 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was good times.
No, I was just going to say you've done a lot of legendary shit and collabed with a lot of people over the years. What's it like to be able to do a show with Selly Cell or collab with different artists?
Well, yeah, I'm like the one artist that your favorite artist is your favorite artist that nobody knows about, you know? So, and I won't even say names, and there's someone I'm thinking is real famous right now, but I'm not even going to. But they'll see me, and they'll be fascinated with me, and I'll be like, but you such and such a fucked him up. You on the TV. But still, you know what it is? I own my own music. So I'm not somebody's product that's got millions, you know. I'm just doing me. So I'll never blow, like Emo said. I won't sell my soul, so I'm not going
to
blow the way somebody blow, you know. So I'm going to just do me and be your favorite rapper that nobody knows about. You know, I've done the shows with Fody, Andre Nicotina for years, you know, Lynch, Tech, been on all their albums. But sometimes it's just like pepper songs, or like I'll do a beat for Nicotina. You know, sometimes, you know, so it's just, I'm just your favorite rapper that nobody knows about. And I'm comfortable with that. I got a family. You know, I'm a teacher.
You own your own shit. You're a teacher too?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
cool.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm
a
math, I'm a math teacher.
That. You're a high school
I'm a
math
teacher.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
In the hood, in the hoodest of hood. You know?
Now, do any of your students know about first degree to DE?
Absolutely not. That's not what I'm there for. Absolutely not. And I've been doing this for a long time here in SAC. I'm more known for education here in SAC than the music game. Outside of SAC, I'm known for the music game. But
that is a trip.
That's the real of it. Yeah, that's the real of the real.
I can imagine being in your clash. I mean, I just, when you say you're a teacher, I imagine you just, okay, we're going to be doing these equations and just go off and do a voice. Open up the book of chapter 34. You know, I mean, but that's a big shout out to you for that, man. I commend you.
Thank you.
My brother is a teacher. He's a substitute teacher, but he goes, you know, some pretty rough schools and he teaches a lot of kids, but he puts up with a lot of shit, but he does it every fucking day. And it's hard to teach children, so I commend you for that, man. What's it like for you to be able to teach children? I mean, do you ever deal with any smart asses?
Oh, my goodness. Of course. But it's the same as the game, the rap game. It's the same. It's the same, trying to do the same, being responsible in the community, like BG was talking about FUFO.
Yeah.
You know, it's being responsible to the community. So it's just the same message. Just you got to, like I was saying, you got to find different ways to spit the same message in different channels. You know, music, different kinds of music, that's one channel. There's a whole lot of more channels that folks be, you know, to getting folks in. It's just about being responsible. And when folks is listening, you got the radio show, I got the album, folks listening, we got to direct them, you know, and responsibly direct them because they're thirsty. They're thirsty for what we're trying to give them. You know, they're walking around in the skinny jeans thirsty because they don't know.
They
didn't grow up on Public Enemy, so they're wearing skinny jeans.
Nowadays, a common question amongst teenagers is,
do you suck dick?
that's horrible.
Damn it.
That's horrible. You got and you got a lot of, like, you know, me and my daughter, we were walking and we saw this person and it was like, what is it? You can't even, it's a transgender world right now. You can't even tell the difference. Like you're saying, these skinny jeans, these boys are actually giving themselves a condition. Now, you can look this up. It's called twisted testicles, okay, where they're being so fucking tight. Yeah, they twist. They end up twisting the cords on their nuts, right? And if they don't have surgery to reverse it, what happens is that shit turns gangrene and falls off. And this shit, it's mental castration and physical castration to the point to where they're trying to do something to the youth. I don't like when people fuck with the youth. You know what I mean? As far as you're an educator, I know you feel the same way. And that's what these weirdos are doing, these lamestream goofballs, you know what I'm saying, wearing these weird clothes. They have a big impression on the youth. And like you said, they don't know any better. Like where you and I, we knew, we come from the era of starter jackets, you know what I'm saying, the era of you know what I'm saying, like you were saying, Public Enemy and Spice One and you know, shit like that. And
even NWA, who was like
NWA.
Street in the West, but it was still fuck the police because of Brown. And it was still like urban, this is what you need to hear, you know? Damn.
And this was before it was a police state everywhere. This was when it was just a police state in the black communities, in Compton, in Flint, Michigan, in Gary. You know, they were telling you, okay, look, the cops are beating the shit out of us every day. They're killing some of us. And now, fast forward 25 years, we live in a police state. They have drones the size of mosquitoes. They have fucking, you know, tanks that could just knock your whole house down. And they don't even need a warrant anymore. They could just open the door and detain you indefinitely without even giving you any kind of fucking reason for why they're detaining you. If they feel you're a threat some type of way, they can do whatever the fuck they want. So shout out to NWA for warning us. Too bad we didn't pay attention. Yeah, we let that shit get away from us, man. But you're an educator.
And that's what
no, go ahead, brother.
That's what it is. Like, that's what it was. It's about information.
Yeah.
You know, information. Uplifting and just
substance.
Information. Oh, my goodness. Substance.
There's no.
And now we're going to do it on UGS. It starts with, if you're hungry for, to the listeners, if you're hungry for substance, you know, that's what we are going, that's what we are about. That is our fire. That's what prayers is about. That's what six is about. That's what I'm first degree to be about, is the fire of bringing what you need to hear. So stay in tune with us. Now keep your dial. It's going to be to a point where every 7 o'clock every day you just pencil us in. Just go ahead and just pencil in UGS on your smartphones and your rotary dial. Pencil in UGS 7 o'clock every day. Fuck it.
Every fucking day.
Fuck
reruns
it.
Even on some days, you know.
Fuck
it. Make it happen. I think we need to give him another song off FU4. This one's Reestablish. What are you feeling about that song?
Sitch H. Dyer. Okay, this whole situation with rap is getting real dire. But it's looking up. Okay? It's looking up. You got the FU4. You got the DE and the Fahrenheit Underbelly crew. Soup on BG. You got UGS Radio. Who cares a lot? So it's looking up. Real rap required. Press 6. UGS is thumbs up.
Definitely. Okay. And this is Reestablish off the brand new album. I imagine it's on iTunes. I imagine you got the physical. Where can you get the physical copy?
Where? In a store. And if it's any store that you get any other Whoopty Whoop and Whoopty Wham album.
There
you
go.
Know, I see people put available at on iTunes, available at such and such store. This, and I'm like, people know where to just put available now. People know where to, you know, wherever you put, wherever you do, people ain't dumb. If they know where to get a Steve-O album, they'll know where to get a DE album.
Definitely.
Oh, and another thing with Reestablished, though, is there was 3 realest OGs in the game that are ready to reestablish true. You know, that's where Reestablish is touche, that the real has come back, and here we are. Quinn is ready to take his stand. He's about to go to New York and talk to Puff Daddy. You know, he's got that plan next month. We praying for him. You know, he's the Bay leader of this movement that got on, you know, got down with the movement. So he's ready to be reestablished. Funk Beta, Funk Phenomenon Production. He finally got his own thing. He's ready to be reestablished. First degree to DE. Born again. They're ready to be reestablished. Reestablishing real rap. That's where it came from. That's the pitch I gave, nigga.
There we go. That's going to go right into it.
We talk shit all the time, D.E. You feel me? So, 10 intros, man. It's going to be the same shit. Shout out to Funk Beta.
Watch your step.
You know what I mean? It's the Queen. We going to do this shit for real, not for the thrill. Shout out to you suckers, you fake motherfuckers, check it out. It's time for the overthrow. Sucker shit got to go. Whole shit got to leave. Right up out that front door. What you got a front for? Fake weed in your blunt though. Fake team in your clutch, yo. The reason we gon' crunch, yo. Wanna be real with fake people around you. Faking like you real with fake people around you. Your ball is spending your kids' money. You brought it, acting like it's his money. Tomorrow a new day, new bill to pay. Your ass wanna play touche. With your fake designer belt, your fake designer jeans. We desire our needs, we cannot live beyond our means. Every dream beyond, we see it, then we get to grasp it. Once with the king, and once again I'll have it. We established, being reestablished. Real niggas back in the game, setting the standards.
I bring the game like the candy man. If you understand, and shoot a ramp from the boogeyman. Up and in the heart, up in every man. No matter if Mary can or if you're Asian. Something fell foul like a trash can. Better take off that trash, I'm a garbage man. But it seems I'm getting high off of this Peter Pan. But you can hit some of this shit well in a minute, man. My mind is animated like a cartoon. But I shoot more straighter than a harpoon. I used to try to shoot straight to the moon. Now my thoughts go beyond just past Neptune. I need to put food on the fucking table. I think I'm able, I stay strapped like Clark Gable. With the cream, I don't want to hear no fucking fable. My cling is stable, on my nine elite, that ass disabled.
Real rappers, funk, bass, on some of that New York Yankee. Real rappers, quick by the black OG. So I'm back to doing Joe Dice under Nicky Gutty beat. Real blue nose and them, with the half on Seattle. T-Bone, T-Bone the loon, it's Portland ready for all battle. Real ready, Ace Mac is you back, hit up AJ. Time to get back to San Diego, cause we get the fuck. Hit up Johnny C, Little Joe the Crown. Did real rap, go some curbside, Aaron Duloc, Diva Town. P. Keaton, give the meaning of purpose. Big Ron, rap Jamon, explain why all this worth this. Fitch Ace Dyer, but it's looking up, real rap required. Pair 6, 2GS is thumbs up. Touche, we reestablish, establish, cause it matter.
Belly volume 4, return of the real rap, reestablish.
Yeah, that's some real shit you guys are chopping up about too. So you got, you got
and
something
then on
in
that,
the music.
Yeah, on that one, like I was saying, I ran that pitch of just reestablishing the real rap by Quinn and Beta, and then I had DJ Urban Thesis on the scratch, making it just giving it. Who don't love scratching?
Yeah,
I mean, why did scratching go out?
It should have never gone out. Had, shout out to DJ Ready Red, Mr. Mix. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
everybody,
man,
you
had Ready. You build flash relationships with some of the classic, most classic of classic. Ready Red, damn. That's
you guys
history.
Contributed
man,
so much shit. You know what I mean? And people don't
and
even...
the people you target, it's like, how did he know to get... And they just agree to it.
Yeah. Yeah, they just agree to it, you know?
But I was also going to say...
for a good cause, man.
It's the purpose. Like, I was glowing with purpose. I was also going to say on that one, once I got to scratching, I needed one more spice. So I called up my favorite rapper, Unk Emo. Okay, out of New Orleans, a 60-year-old nigga with a bad knee. Okay.
Wow.
And he supplied the spice on that song, you know? That's my favorite rapper, and it's not his hit, I'm a bad motherfucker, I'm an OG, I'm a 60-year-old nigga. It wasn't that hit. It's his other video where he's just talking about what people need to hear. So he is just, he just adds the spice on that. Shouts out to Mathematics, Miss Teaser, and my family, you know? And if any, if anything you need to know about me, firstdegreethede.com is where you go. You know, I got the Facebook page, and I'm not really on that.
The nervous system right there. Mm-hmm. You're not really on the Facebook. How come?
Because I work and I got three kids.
That's a good reason.
Yeah. So, but firstdegreethede.com, I'm doing the site myself, you know. At some point, when you just know what needs to be done, you start doing your own videos. You start mixing, mastering your own music. You know, you start doing your own website. And that's just where I am now. You know, so if anything, I do my own website. So, you know, any kind of news, that's where I go first, is firstdegreethede.com. My next update is a UGS and video about what we're doing. Make it official. November 22nd is the launch date of Fahrenheit Hour. Friday.
And that's going to be unbelievable. I can't wait to hear it. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to listen to it until it airs. I want to hear it for the first time, just as I was one of the listeners. That's how I did the Dr. Jafar album. I didn't listen to the whole album until Halloween night, until it dropped. I had a...
How can people get your mixtape?
Get to the, which one? Well, both of them, you can go to ugsforlife.com, and off to the left, there's two album covers. Each one dropped like a week apart. You got the Dr. Kafar. That's Bad Black 315. That's his alter ego. He's from Chicago. One of the pioneers of Chicago rap. Then you got the Murder Master Music Show mixtape. And they're both there. You just click on them, and you'll go to a page, and there's several options. You know, you got the Dat Piff, you got the Hot New Hip Hop, or you got the direct zip file download right on the site. So it's easy. Very easy.
Yeah.
People just go get that shit. Matter of fact, we'll play a song off it, right, if you don't care, real quick. This is
please do.
This is Dr. Kafar. Name of this song is called Malpractice, featuring my brother Handila and Bad Black 315. So you get to hear Bad Black 315 and his alter ego on the same song right here, UGS Radio. Pop, 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 body, put the pussy close with the hollow point, chill, stand back, oh, body, don't stop.
Then I called a human trafficker and sold her. up, I don't practice monogamy. I be with stones like those, and now I rip through your tissue like barracuda jaws. I break bones like laws, and if you die, male practice the call.
Skinny Man off the new Dr. Kafar album, No Anesthesia, get it now, UGSForLife.com. I'm going to bring back on my guest, the one, the only, First Degree, the DE. Just made a big announcement not too long ago. He's joining the UGS radio family every Friday night, starting November 2nd, 9 p.m. Central, with the Fahrenheit Hour. What is this show?
Mm-hmm. So, are you starting a label?
A label, well, it's more or less a movement. Now, the label, Demolition Enterprise, that's Bad Black 315. He's the CEO. I'm the president. We've had that in effect for many years, and we've released different projects. One of them was on RBC Records. Came out 2011. Actually came out the same day of Tech N9ne's All Sixes and Sevens. And I'll put you this way. We had to fight to even get on the site. We didn't get much promotion at all. But, you know, we're reinventors. You know what I'm saying? We're reestablishers. We're regenerators.
Yeah.
It means you're going to cut off our hand, but it's going to regenerate, and we're going to come back. And, you know, now we're doing our own thing. We got the radio, perfect fucking promotional tool for whatever we do. You know, whether we do the magazine thing, whether we do the fucking radio shows or put out albums. And the whole purpose behind Underground Society is to bring people together. You know what I'm saying? To network with each other. When DJ Ready Red drops his project, we all got to get behind him and share it. You know what I'm saying? When you drop your project, we all got to get behind you and share it. You know what I'm saying? Ebo, Gangster Pat, JT Money, any of these guys, we got to share it. And as well, we got to have you guys share us to your fan base. That way the circle keeps revolving and it keeps coming back.
Yeah.
You share us to your fan base, people are going to come in and look at us, and then they're going to see, oh, JT Money's got a new mixtape. And when he shares it to his fan base, people are going to come in and look at us and see, oh, look at this, DJ Ready Red just dropped a new video on YouTube. Let's check this shit out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see the fucking revolving door of this thing. And people got to embrace
it. What you're giving them is, as far as us artists sharing it with our fan base, is you're giving them a piece that they don't normally get. Rapping is sometimes the easy part. You get up on UGS Radio, you get up on the Murder Mass or the Fuck You Bitch, and just talk. You know, are you talking your songs? Talking in a song is harder than rapping because you just got to get real, you know?
Yeah.
So you give, like, say, a Selly Cell fan, okay, they hear his albums, but a reason someone like that should share what you're doing is you're going to bring them a piece of Selly Cell that they're not going to get, you know, from an album. You're just going to talk. That's why the archives and it's so unique and valuable. It's forever. And that's why I had no choice but to jump on the team.
Set in stone.
It was when opportunity's knocking like that, I'm not the type that's going to run away. You know, I'm going to embrace it. I've never done this, but I'm ready. And I see what you guys are doing. You know, and I see what you guys are bringing. I've gone through your whole archive and just looked at the titles. I'm like, what is there is purpose in this? You know, there's purpose in this forever. You know, just like these albums, Fahrenheit Underbelly Volume 4. If anything, it started a movement to get, like you were saying, it's albums, but it started a movement to get people inspired again, you know, and opening third eyes, like you were saying. And, you know, talking about stuff that's real, that folks is just, they, you know, the cookie cutters can't emulate. That's just, it's too real.
No, they can't. They can't do it. You got these dudes I call fairy tale rappers that are just talking a bunch of nonsense.
Damn it.
When you need to be talking about genocide, you need to be talking about poison in the food and the water and the air and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, and blend it in.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do it in an entertaining way. You can do it in an entertaining way. You know, and
that
you get that message across to people. They just gotta fucking listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you gotta be ready, like you were saying earlier, you gotta be ready to develop your third eye. You know, and you gotta be ready to move on from garbage rap.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time where I didn't even listen to rap I think it was when E-40 dropped something, and I was like, E-40, you too? And then I just got quit. And then, but I don't remember what it was. But now it's like, damn, there's only a few of us left that knows how it's supposed to be. If I just sit and go on my shell about rap and just put out DE albums and Fahrenheit Underbelly albums and just do that, then I'm not being responsible, you know, and it's just the chaos is going to continue. You know, the juggalos are going to feel like they own this shit. The suburbs, man, some of these emails I get, it's like suburbians, randoms feel like they're in ownership because they spend $15 on an album. I bought your album, so I'm in control of you. And it's like, damn. During the Public Enemy, so you an NWA era, and some suburban going email you who bought the album, I'm in control. Give me a break. So it's doing it, using our own thing to get it back where it's going, man.
We got to. We got to reverse this shit because, you know, when we was coming up and buying these records, there was never no ownership. Oh, yeah, I own the Two Live Crew, you know. No, it was let me absorb this music, you know, then let me go find me a little hottie my age and try it out on her, you know, because Two Live had an impact on you. But, no, on some real shit, you had to absorb the fucking music and what they were saying. You had to open up the fucking insert and look, okay, produced by David, Mr. Mix Hobbs, executive produced by Luther Campbell, you know, featuring Chris Wing Wong and Marquise Ross. You got to know who the fuck these people were, you know.
Yeah.
Then you go look for video and archive footage of people and you absorb, okay, how did he make this beat? How did he make this song sound like this? That's what it was about for me. It was never about, I bought your CD, now I own you.
Yeah, and then you're talking about, like, people downloading beats, how you were saying earlier. It's like, that makes people like me just want to throw up the Fruity Loops and the Whoopty Whams. Damn. You know, there was a day, that Planet Zero album where I would start a beat, or me or Lynch would start a beat. And then then you leave the room. And then the other person walk in, do three folk tracks of the beat, leave the room. And then everybody giddy because it's a hit bird being like Blacking them. This is how we did that song. Then Funk Bay, or the last person going, and just everybody, I mean, it was like a group effort, you know? And that's what it still should be. Musicians that know music. I mean, everybody know 1,000 motherfuckers that rap. But how many people you know that could pick up a guitar and strum it? Or how many people you know play the piano with two hands? No, so it's about making music first and then having a purpose with the words. You know, having a purpose with the words. And like you said, F.E. Foe is grown man's music.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful music to inspire. And like you were saying earlier, it should be about genocide, or it should be a Monsanto. Or, you know, and that's what it is. And what you're saying is it should be about information.
Yeah.
Information. Yeah.
That's exactly what we need is substance. We need some of these kids, they think substance to them is, you know what I'm saying, reality TV, the latest pair of shoes.
Oh, God.
You know, how am I going to impress this female? Well, I'm going to dress like her. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, God.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I've seen. And what about these man bags? That's what they call them, man bags. I call them fag bags because they're purses. There's no difference in what they're wearing in a purse.
Damn it.
Crazy. What about the basketball players showing up? You know, they film them coming into the arena.
Yeah,
back in the day, you see Michael Jordan, he had a fucking three-piece suit on, or Magic Johnson. But now, you know, Dwayne Wade comes in a woman's work suit with woman's shoes
on. The point guard for the Thunder, I forgot his name. Westbrook.
Yeah, Westbrook. Chandler for the Knicks.
Yeah,
the same way. What's going on?
It's because they grew up on Lil Wayne, and then this is what's wrong, because they grew up on Lil Wayne looking like a fuck, and then it's like, okay, well that's the overground. I can still rely on the underground. Let's call it Tech N9ne. Oh, but Tech N9ne's trying to get with Lil Wayne, so there is no underground. And it's just like when we had the underground, it was like, all right, this is the underground. Let's creep with the underground. It's like, it's real underground, and there are black market records. There's a whole, but now it's like the lines is getting blurred. And it's the wrong things that people paying attention to.
The lines are blurred, and like you said, you know, Tech N9ne is not Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, T-Pain, and Wiz Khalifa. And he just made a post the other day I saw on my news feed, said something like, I told you mainstream would go tech. Man.
Damn it.
Nah, dude. You went mainstream. They didn't come to you. You went to them. Big difference. You know what I'm saying? Them guys don't go to underground artists.
No.
Underground sellouts go to them. And that's what happens, you know, because they go to them and they ask them the same question every time.
Do you suck dicks?
And then if you're a real motherfucker, you're going to say this.
Don't touch me, motherfucker.
Because you have to learn to avoid the sexual trap. Even Corey Feldman talked about it, you know, how the pedophiles were inside Hollywood. They would prey upon children. Well, you got grown men pedophiles preying on other grown men. Well, really, that ain't pedophilia. That's just raping, the raping of a man. Is your asshole worth this contract? You put on a dress in front of these people worth your integrity. Your grandma seeing you looking like, you know what I'm saying, you just raided Kim Kardashian's wardrobe. Is that worth her seeing that for you to be having that little bit of fame? That's what the people got to think about. That's what the youth has to think about, too. You know, the game is not about selling out in conformity. It's supposed to be about expression. It's supposed to be about using your mind to motivate others on some Tupac knowledge, on some KRS knowledge, on some fucking, you know what I'm saying, NWA knowledge, Spice One knowledge, on some first degree the DEA knowledge. That's what it's supposed to be about. And it's in reverse. But like you said, we just got to fucking turn the wheels and bring it full circle and just kick that other shit off like a bunch of fleas off a dog. You can just get rid of it. We got.
And like you were saying with reality shows, it's like the rap game reality shows are getting popular. Music that is not thought. There's no thought behind it, you know? There's no collaboration
concept,
in the music
yeah.
part. Yeah, no concept. Random just babblings. And it's like, damn it. Damn
anybody
it.
Can do
you know?
That. Anybody.
Anybody can do that.
When the DOC did Whirlwind Pyramid or Portrait of a Masterpiece, that was a school lesson. That was like,
yeah.
okay, that was his way of telling everybody, step your fucking game up. And
yeah.
when you hear Trinidad James, All Gold Everything, it's like, what the fuck? That wasn't nothing. That wasn't a school
yeah.
lesson. I can't even classify it. It's just garbage.
And it's like, if you've got thousands of people attention,
yeah.
this is what you're going to give? This is what you telling them? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars are spent on promotion of these fucking clowns. They even got their own sneaker line, some of them.
Yeah.
Why the fuck wasn't there a pair of Spice Ones back in the day? Why wasn't there, you know what I'm saying, a pair of Chuck D kicks?
Damn.
You know, no, we're gonna have a pair of Rick Ross shoes. A man who's a undercover agent in the rap game who poses as a drug dealer who really ain't nobody but a fake bitch. Shout out to the real Rick Ross, man. That's our brother.
That's
over
right,
here.
Man.
You know,
right.
anybody that steals from you or anybody that ever takes advantage of your kindness in this game, to me, is a bitch. You know? And I feel that there's a lot of people in the game, too, and I know you agree with me because you've been through it, that they know you got something going and they want to fucking use you for what they can use you for.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people be taken advantage by these record labels. You've been independent all these years. Did you see that shit too? Are you one of the few that paid attention and said, you know what, I'm going to do this shit myself?
Well, to be honest, it started with, I was with Dalvin, and he ended up going to jail, and I just had to do it, and that was back in the day, and I've just been doing it ever since. But your question is, have I seen it? Oh yeah. You know, oh yeah. And it's just like, it all depends on who owns the music. You're saying some of the rappers who ain't talking about shit is the most promoted. That's what you were saying. And the reason is because it depends on who owns the music.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on who owns the music. So,
yeah, there's a lot of
labels that's certain races, and everything's going on, but there's certain things that's going on that they have a reason to promote ignorant music, you know. Because they own it, they search it out, and they own it, and they put it out there, and these niggas think they're so, they think it's about them, you know, it's not, you know, it's not about them, it's about your product, you know, so being independent all these years, it's been very clear, you know, like for Andre Nicotina, I remember hooking up him when he was first starting his shows, and it was, you know, small bars. And literally in years of doing shows with him, it became big, you know, spots. We was doing shows. The whole growth, you know, you could do it independent. You don't need to give up your ownership of your music. What the hell are you doing music for if you're just going to give it up and just, I mean, I have some opinions on being independent, you know, like wanting to give my music to my kids and shit like that, but. Damn, some of these, like, why are you doing it? Like, some of these people that was giving their albums to Kev and some of these other things, like, why are you doing music if you're just going to give your music to someone? Why are you doing it? But that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, yeah, you need to keep control of your shit.
I mean, really.
Sure.
Because they're not gonna put out your best shit. That's what you wanted. They're gonna put out their agenda. You know.
Yeah. The hit record that they think.
Mm-hmm. And who knows what'll go on with that? Who knows?
Yeah.
You know. You're not
well,
in control.
I think what they tried to do is for years, and I've said this many times, they tried to break down the complete structure of hip-hop, the building blocks of hip-hop. They went after NWA, they went after Tipper Gore, went after Ice-T, and C. Dolores Tucker, and all of them. They were smashing the CDs. You remember video footage of that?
Yeah.
But they couldn't do it. They could not do it. So I believe what they had to do was they had to infect the rap game with Asians. And I believe they transplanted, and a lot of other people believe that they transplanted certain individuals into the rap game and completely destroyed it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Except for the underground. And that's why, you know, this show here, the tagline for this show is the preservation of that real shit where legends and pioneers are not never forgotten. You know what I'm saying?
We
got to tell the people what Mr. Mix and DJ Ready Red did. We got to tell the people what Funk Beta did. We got to, and is doing
that.
We got to. And if not, then there will be no history books with those names in it. And we can't allow that to happen, you know. Plus, a lot of these journalists, too, a lot of these journalists are real soft. You know what I'm saying? I had a choice to continue to write for a particular magazine, but I had to cover what I call swaggots and people like Little B or whoever and Soldier Boy and stuff like that. I couldn't do it. I'd rather interview prostitutes, gang leaders, and convicted murderers, which is much more interesting, if you ask me, than to interview some dude rapping about how everybody likes his swag. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Damn it.
You know, I don't want to hear that shit. I want to chop it up with First Degree to DE about random randoms. You know, and
from Randomsville.
Yeah, from Randomsville. I want to know about Randomsville. I don't want to know about, you know, Swagville. And that's what it is. But I want to play.
And when I turn on UGS Radio, I don't want to hear about some young, this is what I think of, I'm this and I'm that, and doing swag. I want to hear OG wisdom from Marvelous and Spice Wiggity. You know what I mean? You know, so it's mutual. It's in our music, but it's in what you're doing, too. You know?
Yeah, we gotta keep the preservation of this shit going, because if not, like I said, it's going to disappear. Us fans, you know, back when we invested in albums, not folders, albums, when we invested in these albums, some of us got connections with the artists, you know, because maybe they made a song about something we were going through, or something that one of our people was going through at the time, and you got to the point, okay, well, I want the next Poison Clan record when it comes out. You know, and you go to the record store and see, oh, shit, there it is right there. You see the new cover, you know what I'm saying, featuring so-and-so, new tracks. You get that shit home, you play it, you bump it, you turn it on to other people, let them hear it, they go and buy it. It was all about fucking loving the music and respecting the music and respecting the artists. And then all of a sudden it became non-existent. You know, It's here, but it's up to us to show people that it's here. You know, Spice One, still Spice One. He's one of the few that never went in a different direction. He always kept it Spice One. You know, but let's go back to FU4, because there's one more track I wanted to play before we get off into our interview with Jerry. But it's Sacramento's Most Wanted.
Yes.
Tell me about this one.
I was hoping you'd say that. Oh, I had a song. I had a vision on this one. The first song needs to be utter chaos. You know? Just to set it off, it needed to be utter chaos. And that beat I had in my head for a long time. And that's when I know it'll be hit, when the beat's in my head for a long time. So I made the beat, called up Soup Bone, called up BG, Emo, DJ Urban Thesis, Crucial Point. I said, let's make some chaos that folks gonna remember forever. And then I was like, what do we all have in common? We're wanted by wannabes, randoms, zeros.
Yeah.
Okay? We're all wanted by wannabes, not the law on them, not the law on them. Those that's profiting off the fake, and those that's getting fed off the shiesty. You know? Yeah. We're not on their Christmas list. So we ended up putting in a song together. Absolutely, this is probably my top three of the album. You know, so I'm glad you're playing this.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I want to thank you again for coming on. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking honor. You're going
to
be on
the
KFIB
tomorrow.
Man, it's
an honor to
tomorrow.
Be part of your, it's an honor to be part of the UGS crew, you know.
We're glad to have you, man. Because we know that what you're going to give our listeners is going to be you. It's going to be authentic, and it's going to be entertaining. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to be able to get something, take something away from it. I can't wait to hear the first episode. It's going to air November 22nd, 9 p.m., right here, UGS Radio, UGSforLife.com/live-stream. Listen to that shit. Call in 714-409-0548. And if you want the new Fahrenheit Underbelly Volume 4, First Degree to DE says, Google it. Go to, what's your website again?
My site is firstdegreetode.com. I sell CDs for the Lolo, autographed to you with your name on it. That's the first spot you can get them. But if you can't do that, then the record store and the iTunes nationwide, worldwide. You know, like you were saying earlier, this whole movement is worldwide. I'm getting emails from around the world, love and hate, but one thing's for sure, they buzzing off that FU4, and it's real and it's happening. And you could think one way about real rap. You can either be thirsty for the real rap, or you can be mind numb off the rip gut to the rip gut to the rip gut, you know, but whatever you're talking about right now, and it's FU4 is out now, and it's making a difference in people's lives. My name is First Degree to DE, you know, Fahrenheit Records. Thank you, Press, for having me on. You know, it's an honor to be part of the archives, because like I was saying, archives is forever. I can envision me and you been in our graves for a century, and folks, a young folk getting on the net and listening to this right now, you know? In 2022, whoop-de-whooping, you know? So it's forever. So thank you.
Definitely. Thank you for coming on the show. And we'll talk to you Saturday night on KFYB. First Degree to DE, Sacramento's Most Wanted.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc, hanging out with my homeboy Prez, Murder Master Music Show, in full motherfucking effect. If you ain't here, then I don't know where the fuck you at, because you ain't in the place to be, goddammit. That's for real.
The Fahrenheit Underbelly. There comes a time in every man's life where he must take a step. For the truth, the people, and the movement. There has not been a movement where the leader has not suffered for the cause. I, like the rest, am ready for the consequences. Young Crucial, you see where we're going with this?
I see where we're going, and I like the direction. Love, peace, happiness, Sacramento's most. All right.
No doubt. Sacramento's most wanted. Not by the law, them. Not by the law, them. By those that are popping off the face. And those that are getting fed off the shank. DJ Urban Thesis.
straw from Sapphire. Ladies and gentlemen, put on your thinking cap, because it's time to settle the score.
I did rap a million times, seven figures, we own it. Seen the booth, another excuse to hear me fit my performance, so relax. I'm exclusive, I crucial. Remember, God only gives you a gift, so you use it. My mind daily like a banana clip from it. How I'm at it from where I came from, keep the cater. If you see shit run, Mary, Mary, no drama. Young, not dumb, of course free, yet every good brother I know, he get cheese. Me, move as a whole, now them keys. Me, driving whatever, yeah bro, them the left keys. Euro, ice like Poland, so cold, watch your jaw freeze. Planet Shapiro, they like, you somebody call G's in France before we sleep when I rise. P5, new name, the formula, be savage.
In a chill, chill, calling us hero. What we wanted by one of these, random zero. Fake rap, got them feeling like they rap dealing. Sit back for a minute, observe my game to zeal. We want it for the view and truth, but rap won't have meaning. Instead of playing with kin, they flossing on skinny jeans. I try to peep your bubble, I cannot lie. But when I peep your record, broke out in high. When I went to see the doctor, what he said was this: D-E-G, you allergic to the bullshit. Goss, Jews with clues, Japs with maps, niggas with dicks and full-time raps. Honkies with donkeys, Fits with tricks. Fahrenheit, underbelly, got the whole kid. I see you under thought, you can't even beat that way. I tell them, the rap is best on the milli, yeah, that's why we want it.
You in the mix, it's your boy, DJ Backpack. We keeping it live, man. Now you rapping? You still rapping? You wanna come over here and start these, man? Let's teach these kids right, bruh. Teach these kids right, bruh. FU4.
Since the very beginning, my mind was focused on winning. As the world keeps spinning, I try to evolve. Some rise, some fall. As for me, I want it all. I use my brain to elevate. On that paper chase, cause money motivates. Verbally, I stimulate. It's crucial point, ignorance I eliminate. Sacramento's most back on the scene, now it's time to celebrate. See, my music is my conduit. You gotta listen to it. This ain't for the stupid. All that crap you talking is for the sewage. If I talk it, I'ma do it. These clowns acting foolish, so I write for the clueless. Gotta watch for the ruthless. No matter who you are, your life is not useless. Crucial point, there's a message in my music. Sacramento's most. Hey,
cutting up. Sacramento's most wanted. Real talk, what you need? What's the scoop?
Double OG once told me when he grew up he wanna be like me. Could this be the truth or animosity? I'm reincarnated, rest in peace every night. Be no star after bar, hated cause the lady's life. That I don't discriminate, celebrate every type. And the sucker talk, take it, instigated, despise. One life to live, I'm just living my life. Look, it ain't my fault, ain't like I bought this life. I'm just here living it. Rewarded cause I'm loyal, not spoiled, no, not just giving it. That's the difference, curses is belligerence. Everybody's watching, but ain't nobody hearing it. Women, you women got me wanted by me. Once again, my friend. Watch your back as these jackals, they know no end. Some homies be phony, full of baloney for kids.
Director's cut.
Yeah, Sacramento. Diversified, diverse, versatile. Force behind the movement. This is how you do it, son. Let's get up and walk with it. Move forward. Like Jamma say, where we going? We're moving forward.
Yeah. Welcome to FU4. And I'm your host for the day. And I go by the name of Emo. And I'm just gonna keep y'all focused on the real while we do this here, you feel me? For my nigga DE one time. We've been trying to hold it down cause a lot of people ain't ready for all that. You know they dumbing the world down right now, making us think all that foolishness is cool. But I'ma be the first to tell you the shit is not cool. Remember I said that. And I'm not talking about one particular person or one particular individual, you know, cause I can't knock nobody hustle. Get your money. They tell me if I don't sell my soul, I'll never get there. Oh well, guess I'll never get there.
B. Django. Crucial. D.E. Bone. Emo. Everybody. Everybody. FU4.
FU4. FU4. FU4.
Yo, yo, y'all know what it is. Young Busy Bone on the Murder Master Music Show with Young Prez. Keep on teaching them. You know what it is, man. Bone Thug. Yeah.
This is the Murder Master Music Show. We got a special guest, Jerry Mateo. He's the man behind the scenes as far as when it comes to making the music sound good. A lot of you cats out there need serious help with your audio quality, and Jerry is somebody that could do it. What's up, Jerry? How you doing, man?
What's up, man?
First question I have for you, Jerry, is a lot of people, they don't have a very good sense of what mixing and mastering is all about. I mean, they just they make a beat, slap some vocals on it, and to them it's a rap, but there's much more to it. Can you explain to the listeners exactly what is involved in, as far as in mixing and mastering?
That's something that's actually, like, it's a little complicated, but I'll just give you the basic rundown of mixing. Is actually technically just balancing of, you know, of the music, of everything from, like, the reverbs, the delays, the beats, like, and the vocals, making sure that everything is heard, but nothing's overpowering. So it's basically the balancing of everything to make it sound like a record. And then mastering is a completely different step, which I notice a lot of people seem to fuck up on, is they slap like a limiter on it and they think it's mastered. And mastering is actually a completely different step where you take it, you usually send it to someone else, or you use a different monitoring system or a different room, and usually the room's treated, hopefully. But you basically have, like you have some guy whose job is just to sit there and listen to your music and be like, all right, there's this one decibel difference right here that I think sounds kind of nasally. I'll take that out. And like, he'll do these tiny, tiny things that takes like an hour and a half to listen to and hear. And then he'll make it so that when it hits that limiter that gets louder, that makes things louder, it won't sound muffly or it won't sound harsh, or it won't sound like just nasty. That's the whole point of, like, mastering is to either fix shit that people do when they do bad mixing, which is modern day, or what they did back in the day was just to make sure that everything was good when it was getting pressed to vinyl or getting ready for a CD. And yeah, that's what I like to think of mastering at. There's also some mastering engineers who like to think that it's just making things as loud as possible. And those are the people that usually make their music sound like shit.
Yeah. A lot of high pitches. And well, for the people out there that think that they don't need to go to somebody to get their stuff mastered, what are the benefits of them, you know, coming out of pocket and spending some money versus them doing it themselves, since they're not, like, technically trained to do so?
Well, the major benefit from a mastering engineer, if you find a good one, is, like I said earlier, this guy, their job for that job is, for that master, is just to listen to your music. And it's like taking it out of like, getting a different perspective. If you listen to your music, you made the music, you mixed the music, you're really attached to that music, and you can hear things that a normal listener wouldn't, or that someone who has never heard it before wouldn't hear, just like you won't hear things that a normal person would hear. Like, you won't notice if there's, like, a ringiness because you've been listening to the song for 12 hours. But, you know, like, if I slap it on, like, a CD and go in a car, there's this weird, annoying, tinny ringiness going on. And that's the whole point of, like, a mastering engineer, is they fix issues like that, where they'll find, like, they'll look at it, they'll listen to it. Some mastering engineers have ridiculous amounts of analyzing equipment that'll be like, all right, they'll find everything to a T, you know, like 55 point this dot that, like, you know, like of a frequency, which is not really, no one hears over 55. No one hears over 20K, but, you know, that's just like an example. They'll say, you know, like, oh, it's at 532 hertz. take 1 dB down. Like just because that 1 dB is making it hit the limiter and it sounds muffly, like it sounds like someone's talking into like a fucking into a shirt or something.
Yeah. But
the whole point is, huh?
Not to cut you off, Jerry, but you've actually been trained to do this. I mean, a lot of people, they don't understand what is actually put into making the music sound good. Can you explain to people before we go any further exactly what kind of training you have had over the years?
Well, since I was a kid, I was a guitar player, and I played in lots of bands. So I had the musical training of knowing how to write songs. And then after high school, I went and I did a bunch of classical musical training, you know, like theory and like classical playing and stuff like that. I played it with some like orchestras and some symphony stuff. And then after that, I went to SAE. It's a school for recording, the recording arts. And I graduated with honors. And, you know, basically they teach you all the stuff you need to know for laying a really good foundation of knowing what goes into the process and how to do it. And then I've done interning and working at some pretty big studios. And, you know, like I do lots of freelance work. That's a lot of my money comes from freelance work. A lot of it mostly underground just because I don't like mainstream, like the pop music. I really hate pop music. Like for me, as much as like if someone gave me a pop song and they're like, I'll pay you $2,500 to do this, I'll be like, I might not take it, like, because the music sucks. but yeah, that's basically it. I've had training, schooling. I've also done this since I was a kid because, as most musicians know, or like even rappers know, once you start learning how to do this stuff, you want to do it yourself. You want to record yourself just to hear yourself. So since I was a kid, I was recording and mixing, and then I went to school for it. And, you know, then I got lots of work at studios, and I had lots of actual clients and stuff like that. And, yeah, that's about it.
So, I mean, this is something that is a lifelong thing. This is not something that you just jumped into a year ago. This is something you really dedicated your life to.
People who do it professionally, you'll notice it tends to be more of a life choice. Like, I wake up and I turn on my computer and I listen to music, not just to bump music. Like, I'm listening to music and I'm analyzing it. Or I'll just open up a mix and I'll just, like, something that's already been turned into a client, and I'll just, like, listen to it and I'll, like, find ways to improve what I've done. And, you know, I'm not going to send that to the client because my job is done, but, you know, I'm always doing something to improve my craft.
Yeah. You're always looking. In addition, I want to clarify to people too. In addition to, you know, the training you've had, you've also had the privilege to do reviews for different plugins for different companies. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I mean, there's lots of sites and stuff like they're either blog sites or they're just like websites where, like, all the people who use the plugins or use the effects can, you know, like write down what their thoughts about it and how things work. There's some that I think are more reliable than others. And I've also done lots of testing for a lot of plugins, actually. I still do testing for some. Of course, that's, like, something under contract, so I can't really, like, talk about it much. But yeah, I do lots of testing, and I've done lots of reviewing of them and of gear, too. I just don't really have the time to write up a big, long, 3-page essay about a reverb tank that I use, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of different aspects to what you do, and you work on all different kinds of music, no?
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I was a guitar player. I grew up with, like, listening to hip-hop and like, thrash metal. So with me, you know, I have a very rock and, I guess, hip-hop background. And surprisingly, a lot of the work I get is rap and country, you know? which is kind of weird because like I'm a big rock guy and I get hip hop and country like left and right. I do get some metal and some rock, and they like the way I do things. It's just I guess country people like the way I do things a lot, and a lot of hip hop people like how since I'm a rock guy, I make things sound more aggressive than you know.
So you got the ear for rock, but I mean it's or the taste for rock, but you got the ear for pretty much anything.
Well, I mean, I think one thing about engineers is you can't really have a choice of music. I mean, like I listen to everything. I listen to Irish punk music, and I listen to weird ass, you know, like Norwegian death metal, and then I listen to like hardcore Egyptian gangster rap. And then, like, at the same time, I listen to, like, Britpop, or I listen to Japanese music, or I listen, you know, like, I just listen to, the whole thing about it is, you have to, like, be willing to listen to everything, and like, take the good and the bad and understand things, and that's where some people, like, fall short, is they'll listen to only one style of music, and because of that, they only have an ear for one style of music.
Yeah. You can't
or,
you
know,
be one-dimensional.
People, yeah, yeah.
You're
some
saying.
People will even refuse to, like, listen to anything new. They'll just be like, no, fuck that. Like there's even some stuff in the you know, mainstream American pop music that I think the music in general is, like, the way it's written is crap. You know, like, the songs are gonna go out of style in, like, 2 weeks. But some of the techniques in the production or in the mixing are really fucking good. And I'll, like, take some of that, and I'll be like, damn, that's fucking good. And then, you know, at the same time, I'll be like, the song sucks ass, but that one part is fucking good.
Yeah. And a lot of people, they can't even figure that out. Like, if I go to listen to the song, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. All I hear is the words, the beat, and the bass. You know, three simple elements. But you, I would imagine, hear everything.
I listen to everything. I listen, what I like to listen to a lot is the time-based effects. If you listen to the vocal, I like to listen to the delays on it. Notice, like, how when the singer sings, it seems like there's, you know, they sound huge, and it's because there's reverb and there's delays, and there's like, four different types of reverb and four different types of delays, and each one of them is subtle, but audible enough. Some of them you can't even really hear. It's more of a feel thing, and like the way that the drums are processed, like, oh, that snare sounds like it was compressed, like, to shit and then sent through a distortion effect and then blended back in with an unprocessed snare, or the kick sounds like it's a sample layered upon, like, 10 other kick samples, and, you know, there's lots of little things.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now, what you're doing right now is, are you working on any projects that you can speak about, or... Are you pretty much,
Well, a lot of my higher paying clients, I'm under a non-disclosure agreement contract.
Okay.
So I can't actually, like, discuss anything. But I did recently do a mix for Scratch, I believe it was, right?
Yeah, Scratch LVP, yeah.
Yeah, I did something for Scratch. It was actually specifically because you and I were talking about we were going to start doing tutorials and stuff on the UGS site.
Yes.
And, the whole point of that one was just he was willing to donate a track, and I was going to mix it for him, and he really liked the mix. I'm going to do, like, tutorials on how to do certain processing or how I did this and the issues that I found before that and, you know, stuff like that.
Not to cut you off, Jerry, but these tutorials – explain to everybody exactly what they are and what they can learn from them.
Well, these tutorials, I'm going to sit down. I've been, like, walking around the entire house. These tutorials are basically, their whole point is I see a lot of artists, a lot of them, make a lot of mistakes or they don't know how to do something. And, as much as I would love to tell everybody, just pay me, and I'll mix and or master your stuff. Some people don't want to pay, you know. Some people are either they want to learn how to do it. You know, some people need help. Some people just are being cheap, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I wanna just like give information that I think will be very valuable, because if it wasn't for people that would like teach me stuff when I was learning, I would not be where I am. And it's my little way of kind of giving back. Like, the whole point is, like, if you have trouble getting your vocals to sit right, you know, like I will do a video on that if you ask for it. If you have a bass problem, you know, like, and you want me to make one, I can do that. You know, I can help you figure out what's going on, which is why I do like recommend that if people want, they can send me their tracks and ask for a specific tutorial, and I'll do it on it with their track.
You hear that, people? I mean, get at them. You know, this is not a fucking. I mean, the man's taking time out to give you guys information that, I mean, he has acquired over the years, many years of training and many years of schooling. You know, so man, that's dope as hell of you to do that, Jerry. You know, real
yeah.
Shit.
Another thing that I would like to add, though, is the way I mix is not the way that everyone else in the world mixes. The way I do things is different than everyone else, and it's because everyone does their own thing. So one thing that I notice a lot of people that are, like, will go on YouTube and look up tutorials is they'll be like, oh, that doesn't work, and they'll stop. And you have to understand that everything works in context of what it's being used on. Sometimes some people will be like, use this plugin on this, it sounds dope. And then you use it on your song, and it sounds like shit. It's because that song needed that plugin. So the whole point of my tutorials is the idea and the process. Like, I more talk about the way I think about it when I'm going to do something, not just like, oh, so I slap this and then that, and that's how I get this. But, yeah, I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody's different. Because I've noticed when I was collecting tracks for the mixtape, some of the tracks were already mastered, but, you know, this guy's, you know, version of mastering is different from that guy's version. So we had songs that, you know, the levels were off and everything. And
some of them sounded really good, though, right? A couple of them I didn't even touch.
Yeah.
That's one thing that a really good mastering engineer will do, too. He will tell you if he doesn't need to touch the song. Not every song needs to be mastered. Sometimes they'll just put it into the limiter. But, you know, it's also important that a mastering engineer knows how to hit it with the limiter. They might hit it with like three different limiters, doing a little bit of reduction at a time to make it loud without sounding harsh.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep on.
You don't want to distort things, pretty much.
Yeah. I did notice a lot of the tracks were distorted, though. Did you notice some of them were just all low end, no top end, distorted? It sounded like it just sounded like it was going like throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, and you were able to get, you know, everything on an even playing field, so to speak.
I was able to fix the songs that weren't too bad, but then, you know, like those songs that were just distorted to shit, you know, like all I really could do with that is try to minimize it, but, you know, that's a completely different craft. That's audio repairing.
Yeah, well, you do that too. I mean, you've done our, you know, Me and Six's podcast. I think we did about 19 of them. You did pretty much all of them. And you made them sound real good. And when we gave them to you, they were just shit. You know, like you said, a lot of crackles, a lot of different hissing, different sounds and stuff. And you were able to clean it and make it sound like it was.
A couple of them, there was even like a whistling noise because Six was always in his car.
Yeah, Six is always in the car and screaming at people or something. Or King is barking in the background. People want to get at you for your services. What's the best way to do it? I know they can go to UGSForLife.com, but if they want to just, like, hit you up in a personal email or whatever, do you have any contact?
Yeah, if you want to hit me up on my email, you can always hit me up on my email. You can ask. You know, always ask Prez or Six, but my main email that I use is jam92189@gmail.com. That's my main email. You can use that to find my Facebook. You can always hit me up on Facebook or on email, but if you're looking for services, one thing is I would like if people do hit me up for stuff if they're serious about things. Because I've had a lot of people that just come at you and they'll be like, yeah, for sure, dog. And then they never hit you up again.
Never. Oh, I'm going to get bio from you next week, man, as soon as I get this check cast. And next week turns into 6 years. I ain't forgot about you, dog. I ain't forgot.
But if you hit me up and you ask me to do some stuff, like, for example, I will give you back, like, a 45-second clip or a 30-second clip with noise cutting in every so often, because that's just safety precaution, because, you know, it takes a lot of time and money to do this, and my time is kind of valuable, so if you're going to bullshit with me, you know, like, if you're going to try to rip me off, I'm not going to give you a full session back.
Yeah, well, that's like with Six, with the art, you know, he could put a watermark on there, you know, something to where they can't.
Yeah, I think he puts a watermark, and he also gives you, like, a low-res copy.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to, if you're making a giant, like, 20-foot banner, I don't think you're going to be able to use, like a 2-inch rendered copy of it.
The pixels on it would be 2 feet long a piece, but, yeah. It's best to, you know, give them a sample or whatnot. Yeah, that's real talk. And, you know, again, thanks for coming by. And everybody check out ugsforlife.com. There's a section. You go to the left, Audio 101. Jerry's going to be from time to time posting videos on there, different posts about the music and, you know, everything else. So
one thing that I did notice when listening to a lot of the mixtape songs was some of the mixes were really bad. Not all of them. Some of them were fucking perfect. Like I said, some of the songs I didn't even touch. I just maybe brought down or brought up. But some of the mixes, like, I noticed a lot of people seem to think that bass is what it's all about. Oftentimes in mixing, the way that I get a big bassy sound is through cutting off the bass on the parts that don't need it. Because that way there's no actual, like, low end to be eaten up by, you know, like, low end isn't being eaten by everything else, so the bass sounds bigger. And also there's little tricks that I'm probably going to be doing some videos on. I don't really want to waste a bunch of time going through, like, 4 hours of how to mix bass on this. But, you know, there's lots of things, like, I've noticed some people thought that their mix could sound louder with lots of bass, and it's actually the opposite. The more bass you have, the quieter your mix is going to be, because bass frequencies take up more energy, and bass frequencies are longer than higher-end and mid-range frequencies.
Aren't they low-end frequencies?
Yeah, bass frequencies are low-end frequencies, but low-end frequencies actually move slower through the air. It takes like 15 feet for like a, I forgot what size frequency to travel. But like high-end frequencies take up a tiny bit of space like in the air, but a low-end frequency will take up like your entire room to completely pass. So like people that keep mixing a bunch of bass on their things thinking it's going to bump, and then they notice that the mastered version bumps, but it doesn't have that crazy bass and it sounds cleaner. It's because I had to turn it down with a multiband compressor and do a bunch of other things, and then I had to like make it bump with like EQ and compression and like distortion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But people who think that like adding too much low end is going to make your thing bump, it's just going to break speakers.
Yeah. You're gonna have buy new speakers and. What about those guys back in the day? I think they still do it, but they used to have those bass CDs where it would say warning, you know, may cause damage to your speakers. Do they still make records like that? Or
God, I hope not. Actually, it depends on where you're looking. If you're looking at the mainstream, no. If you listen to a lot of pop music now, you'll notice it's almost harsh, like too much high-end, and it hurts your ears. And that's because high-end, you can make things louder with high-end, and the way that the mainstream thinks is the louder is better, which it's not. It's just louder.
Yeah.
And then there's actually been, like, lots of studies done where the louder stuff doesn't actually sound better. It just sounds more compressed and more like it has no movement because it has nowhere to go. But yeah, I don't think there's really that the type of issue anymore, because back then, you know, stuff was being done on tape and vinyl, and like vinyl couldn't have too much low end or else it'll like mess up with the pressing. And then tape was amazing, but tape also used to cut off low end naturally. And then, you know, like the whole CDs having too much low end now, it's kind of becoming opposite now. Everyone wants to be louder, so now everything's having too much high end.
Is there anything out there? I mean, technology is a motherfucker nowadays. I mean, you can walk around with your entire record collection or CD collection on something the size of a fucking quarter. is there
yeah.
anything, you know, innovative inside the studio that's caught your attention in recent months or years?
You know, as far as gear, you mean for, like, mixing?
For anything that, you know, sound related.
You know what? Nothing sounds better than an old console to me. I get to use a console almost every day. At least once or twice a week, I get to use a console, like a Neve. To me, like an old vintage Neve too, not the new what are the AMS Neves, like an old Neve. But as far as like sound wise, there is, for quality listening, there is, I forgot what service it is, but there's a service that's supposed to, it's not out yet, but it's supposed to be doing this thing where it'll stream music, like, it's like Dropbox, kind of, where you can put your music up, and it'll be able to stream at, like, a lossless, like, format onto your phone and stuff, so you could be, like, you could be somewhere where it has, like, Wi-Fi, and you can listen to, like, CD quality music on your phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because one thing with MP3s that people don't know is they degrade your song. Like, if you listen to an MP3 versus the original WAVE or the AIFF file, it'll sound like shit compared. Like, it'll sound like shit because, like, what MP3s do is they compress the file format by getting rid of by reducing the bits that it has, right? So what it does is it actually kind of, like, erases and smooths over, like, some of the detail and the information in the original file format to make it smaller. And, you know, what it's doing, what it thinks is unneeded information. So it's getting rid of unneeded information according to it. But in reality, those little tiny details is what makes people, you know, what used to make people sit down and listen to a record, you know, like, as an experience.
Yeah.
You know, like, do you remember back then when listening to, like, an album was kind of like an experience? You'd listen to the whole album, and then you'd flip the record over, or you'd turn the tape deck over, and it was, that was, like, your thing. I'm going to listen to this record. I'm not going to listen to this song and then go to fucking Nicki Minaj and then go to Katy Perry and then go to Miley Cyrus over there, Miley. But, yeah, that's one thing, is MP3s sound like shit. They sound like total shit. I think, what's his name? I'm trying to remember his name. It'll come to me eventually. But there's this guy, he's making a hardware format. It's like a big-ass iPod thing where it's going to play only lossless audio files, which is kind of cool, but it's totally not, like, cost-effective because lossless audio files take up, like, 20 megabytes, where, like, an MP3 will take up, like, 3.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but there's lots of cool little things like that. Like, I do like the streaming your music and getting the highest quality playback. Like when that comes out, I'm totally going to just buy, like, 100 gigs worth of space, put up, like, all my music, and then just, like, listen to it.
See,
I still buy CD.
That's, I mean, there's pros and cons to that. I love the feel of having the CD collection. But then again, I also love the leisureness of being able to just click play, you know, and shuffle through files on my computer, and, you know. But who knows what's going to happen in the future? I mean, they got so many different things coming out. You might be able to think of a song, and it'll start playing in your fucking head.
Sometimes.
There's no telling, you know. But
that's when things get scary, because that's when someone's in your head just listening to you.
Yeah, yeah, real shit, you know. But yeah, let me ask you about this. We got to talk a little bit about conspiracy. I've heard there's different devices. Like, I don't know if you ever heard of LRAD. It kind of looks like a shield, and you point it at the person you want to attack with it, and it lets off these frequencies that you can't hear,
I think I know what you're talking about.
But you can hear it inside your mind, and I heard that there's other devices like that too, where people could it almost sounds like something straight out of Star Trek, but where people can just like fucking focus in on your fucking mind, and you hear this crazy loud high pitched thing, kind of like a dog whistle, something along those lines. But it's
kind of similar to that thing they have in New York, isn't it? Where they shoot that sound wave at you, and it kind of makes you kind of stupid for as long as it's shooting you.
Yeah, like vertigo, man. You're off your balance and everything. Your equilibrium is all fucked up. Yeah, it's almost
a
way to subdue criminals or whatever, but. You know they're going to be shooting it at old ladies.
God, it's like when they had those zombie apocalypse things. You know, I think it was over where you live, wasn't it? Where they have these they like did a, in case there's a zombie apocalypse, they were going to show the police force what to do.
Yeah,
it's like what the fuck.
Yeah, they got drones the size of mosquitoes flying around now, so. Who the fuck knows what stage or what era we're getting ready to enter. But, you know, nonetheless, it was real as fuck having you on, man. Come on again, please. You know, maybe we can do a live version where we can have callers call in and ask you different audio questions.
Yeah, for sure. I do know the Audio 101 page isn't completely set up yet, right? But if people do have questions, you can hit up me, Prez, 6, and just, like, shoot the questions, and they'll send it to me. Or they can go on the Audio 101 page, right, and just post something.
Yeah, you should be able to go up there and post links and stuff. And we're still working on the page. And shout out to Dome. He's our webmaster. He's going to have everything set up on there. But, yeah, definitely hit up UGSForLife.com and get at Jerry, you know. And again, I want to stress this. If you want to get at him for services, don't be on no bullshit. You know, the man's got, he's got, you know, bills and work, and he's got to handle shit just like we all do. So show the man respect,
or
don't fucking even contact him.
Yeah, but if you go through the UGS page, I think the prices on there, well, they're going to be updated soon, but those are going to be the cheapest prices you're going to get, really, for the quality, because I charge myself, I charge like at least double what I'm putting up on the UGS site, and that's just because the UGS site is, it's kind of like a little promo thing that I'm doing specifically for the site.
Yeah, much appreciated on that too. So if you want the best deal possible, go to the site and, hit up the UGS promotions, get a package deal or get at Jerry directly for other deals. You know, he's got deals himself too. So,
yeah.
You know, but thanks again. One more time, man. What's your email if they want to reach out to you?
It's jam 92189, so JAM 92189@gmail.com.
That's what it is. Thanks again, Jerry.
Cool, man. Just a real quick thing. When you guys start asking about, like, what you want for videos and stuff, is when I'm going to start making a bunch of videos, because so far I have one that's just on YouTube that I think we should just shoot the link to on the page soon. But, the only reason why I haven't started making a bunch is because there's not many people asking me for specific things. So once you guys start wanting specific things, like, how do I do this? How do I get this effect? Like, let me know, and I'll make a video for it.
Definitely, definitely. And, yeah, I think after this show we're going to get some more requests, and, we'll have some more videos up there real soon. So, again, hit up the website, UGSForLife.com. Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Yeah.
So you have the interview with Jerry Mateo. Hit him up. UGSForLife.com. You want to get your album mixed, mastered, audio cleaning available. That's the man to hit up right there. Had a hell of a show. First Degree, the DE, announced that he will be joining the UGS radio family. Just get ready to send out a press release. Pretty much it's going to sound like this. No. Gotta edit some shit. Your boy can't spell. He's all fucked up right now. Hey, see, we got somebody on the board. Look at it, Mac J. What's up, Mac J? How you doing, brother?
I'm just laughing, man. But, man, I hate I missed the show, man. Hey, Prayer, I give a special shout-out real quick, man.
Absolutely.
Man, one of my homeboys, this motherfucker walking up the street right now, man. I'm so worried about him right now, man, because he already on a run. He didn't cut his ankle bracelet off like a month and a half ago on some dumb shit, and I ain't commending him for that. I ain't, you know, usually say free my homeboy, but if anybody get locked up, man, when you do shit like that after they put them stipulations on you, that shit might come back to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can say free my homeboy and this and that, but if he knew what he signed up for and he didn't abide by that shit, then that's the type of shit that go. But to cope with that, man, he lost a good friend, man, in a car accident. Not no drug shit, not no, you know, a girl just out here in the street. She just got in a car accident, man, and fucking lost her life, man.
Damn.
And I think he said his name was Rachel Warren, like 4 days ago, but he just found out the day that they had a funeral, because I guess she donated her organs or something, so they just kind of like, it wasn't like a, I don't know if they was really into like church and that, so I don't think they really had like the, you know, the traditional funerals. It's kind of like she dead now, and we gonna do a little memorial and burn her ashes and shit, and then, you know, it was something like that, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like no real
rest
traditional, but it's still fucked up, you know. Rest in peace to the young chick that she died in a car wreck. But nah, this motherfucker done walked off. I done missed the whole show because he come over here with a bottle of Captain Morgan in one hand and fucking Crown in one hand, trying to, I don't drink that shit, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm trying to console a motherfucker, man. So I'm telling all the people that's listening right now, man, you never know when your time to go. I don't care what we all believe in, everybody. You might be a Christian, Muslim, Jew, whatever. One thing we all can agree on, we all gonna die in this motherfucker one day. So when you do, it's gonna still be people that love you, mourn you, and miss you, and ain't gonna understand that shit. So while you here, fuck it. Let's just do what we gotta do, man.
Yeah,
real.
Definitely. Yeah, that's
this
just
motherfucker
real
then
shit,
just walked
man.
Off. Now I'm trying to search his mama's name on Facebook just to let her know that he left my house.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't keep him here, Prez. I'm not finna walk with this motherfucker. I gotta work tomorrow, man. As much as I wanna be there for him, I got priorities too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that don't mean I'm a bitch ass dude, but man, come on, bro, you know?
No, people gotta understand.
Yeah,
when,
man.
When you walk into another man's house, you're walking into that man's problems and that man's situation. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm not living for myself no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm living
for
my kids, man.
Whether you're living for your kids or your sick parents or your sick relatives or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, you got responsibilities that you got to attain to. Now, back in the day, it wouldn't be nothing. I had a homie about 10 years ago. This is when my daughter was just a baby. He called me up and, man, I'm going to kill myself, dude. I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it all. And this dude kept me out till 3 o'clock in the morning. And I consoled him. You know, I tried to get to his head, but it got to the point where I was like, man, I got to get back to the crib. You got
to get to where I want my kids to be straight. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta,
I want to be there for you, but at the same time, man, come on, man, because I don't live for me no more. That shit stopped a long time ago. Even if I want to still, even when I try to live for myself, Prez, I get reminded that it ain't about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, some dumb shit will happen, and then I'm like, fuck, man. Nah, my kids got to struggle or suffer because of a decision that I made. So when I start going through that shit, I try to value myself and pride myself on not having to do shit like that to go through that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can.
Like, it'd be fucked up if you got kids and the only way you can get through them, get to them, is through Facebook and fucking Xbox Live and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But I've been there. I had to do that before, man.
That's why,
because of shit that I did.
I don't move around as much as I used to because I got so many obligations here. You know what I mean? To the point, man. To where I can't, you know, I go away for a day or two, mm-hmm. something happens here. Like, just to give you an example, I was taking my daughter to school. My father, you know, he's real sick. And he came outside and slipped on the ice and broke his pelvis. One in four people
Damn.
Break the pelvis die. And he was in bed. He was in bed for almost three months. I had to take, he had a piss bag hanging off of him. I had to take him
to the bathroom.
I was about
to say, as an irony to that shit, my grandfather was one out of the four people that fell, broke a bone, and ended up dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, word up, he was hella old. It probably was his time. That's what some people say. Well, he was 83. Well, what if he could have been 103? That means 20 more years than my homeboy that died at the age of 25. You know what I'm saying? So you can't tell me no shit like that. It's just when it's that time, it's that time, I guess. But at the same time, it's stuff that can be done to prevent certain shit. So when I got motherfuckers like this that, and my homeboy Sam, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where the fuck he ran off to. If anybody listening right now, I see this motherfucker, big melon head ass motherfucker running around the streets, man, just, he a good dude, man, don't fuck him up. He just fucked up tonight because his people died, man. And I can feel that. I've been there too, Prez, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I've been there myself. We've all been there. That's the one common bond that all people have, is death. You know what I mean?
You can't escape it.
The moment you're born, you're dying. But it's always fucked up when somebody gets taken too short for no reason.
Yep.
You know, like,
and they wasn't doing nothing, you know.
Car accident or, you know, it's always
breast cancer
or shit
that they didn't have nothing to do about. It wasn't like they was in the dope game and they was gang banging and robbing. You know, this chick probably wasn't doing nothing. And I'm trying to tell him about some shit that I went through like that that happened centuries, in my mind, centuries ago, because, yeah, my people gone, but they ain't got to worry about this shit we going through right now. That's what keep me smiling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I go to sleep forever, I want to be smiling. I went to sleep plenty of nights frowned up and having nightmares. So when I go to sleep forever, hopefully it's in a wet dream or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to fucking be in torture or, you know, I done had dreams with motherfuckers murdering me in my own city, and I ain't lived in that city in 15 years. But I'm waking up thinking I'm still in Memphis. Like, what the fuck? And then I got to look around my room to kind of recollect and check where I'm at. Now, I don't want that shit. So if I go to sleep forever, hopefully I do got 17, 18, 19, 20 virgins or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever the fuck they say motherfuckers supposed to have when you make it to the holy or the promised land or whatever. I just hope but these motherfuckers that's tormented, like my homeboy just ran off. He just ran off, Prez.
Yeah.
I kept telling him, I said, man, stick here, man. I said, Prez gonna bring me on the line, man. I'm gonna give a shout out to your homegirl, man. And that motherfucker ran, man. I don't know where he at. So now, when we get off of here, I'm gonna have to hit up Facebook, and I know his mother's first and last name, and hopefully she know it's me getting at her, so I could just so I could let her know that he is not with me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what he do. He grown. He got to do what he want to do. But when the last time he talked to his mom, he was with me. So it was like Reddy Red saying about, like, man, that's your homeboy. Y'all broke bread together. Like, hey, look, Miss Ford, he ain't here. You know what I'm saying? He is not with me. So, and he left here in a state of mind where he was on some, I couldn't stop him. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm 24 hours tomorrow. So, you my homeboy, but motherfucker, my kids come first. And if you go against that, you ain't my homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit. Anyone
for real,
that invades your family is an enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And he liked that too, though. He wouldn't want me to go against my kids or nothing like that. He'd look out for them the same way. Like, I see his kids more than I see him. So it's like, look, bro, man, yeah, your girl got a new dude or whatever, but fuck, I don't give a fuck. When they see me, they say Jay, and they know the new boyfriend know that the kid know me through you. So fuck them. You know what I'm saying? They always got to think about you. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's real shit, man. You know, we all got, you know, as you get older, these young swaggots out there that don't have responsibilities or problems don't fully understand what happens. You know what I'm saying? When you start seeing people around you, like your grandparents or your parents, break down physically, break down mentally,
then ain't nothing
rough
you can do about it either. Yeah,
no,
man.
No.
That's what we
can watch it and be a support system. But then it's taking a motherfuck of a toll on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting grayed up. I'm looking in the mirror every day. The chin's getting platinum. The hair's starting to get gray to the side of my head. I'm getting old as fuck. And I'm not supposed to be that, man. I'm 35. You know, dog, I'm 30 fucking five. I'm not 50.
Yep.
You know, but
then again, Prez, we was supposed to get gray like that because we some veterans in this motherfucker. And for all you motherfuckers that's listening right now, too, even if you ain't live, you're going to download this shit tomorrow or next week or whatever. If you ain't on that real shit, you's a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything Prez talking about when he talking about how his daughter, she doing good and she doing this and that, but he got to still teach, even though she doing so good, he still got to teach about these snake-ass
motherfuckers
and the ways of the world. Shit that we see, they supposed to be learning that shit on their own. But we got to show them, call you motherfuckers that's on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying? Because if not, they're at the mercy of the streets.
Prez, I'm starting to see it more, man. Sometimes I'll be wanting to have them outbursts like you have on Facebook every now and then and just start going in like, you leech-ass motherfuckers. You always want something. You inboxing motherfuckers. You didn't check. Like, they don't even check the links. I've been posting this shit every motherfucking week, and you don't check the shit. But then when you get on Hip Hop DX and see us, then you be like, oh, I know them. And then you want to hit my motherfucking inbox, and I say, hit Prayers up, and he could bring y'all along with one of these legends, and all you got to do is throw him a little something, and all you got to do is do this and do that. Just sing your MP3. That's all I tell him, Prayers. I say, MP3. I said, if you got an MP3, that motherfucker, he going to play that motherfucker if it's right. And if you get him right, he going to make sure you straight. But if you come with that swaggish, and I know these niggas ain't swaggish. All of them ain't swaggish. They just swaggish when it comes to the business, though.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know nothing. Man, we didn't know the business back in 95. Motherfucker, if you don't know the business now, you got money, you won't spend this, you won't spend that. But you would go get some goofy-ass motherfucker to make you some whack-ass CD cover. And I keep telling you, Six gonna make it, and they gonna be like, well, how you gonna make it, man? It's my homie, man. Once I tell him you my homie, man, and I tell him you official, man, he gonna fuck with you and give you a player price. You don't want to take a player price and you get some goofy cornball ass motherfucker. Or Jerry probably going through the same shit. But I got these old goofball motherfuckers talking about, yeah, I got the studio, then I get over their house press and they ain't got shit. They ain't got shit. They want me to hear they shit. Like, they think, hey, for real, UGS is big to some motherfuckers. Because they looking at it and they thinking I'm trying to sign, motherfucker. I ain't trying to sign shit. Man, record my shit, man. I don't got no money to give you. Fuck.
Yeah.
Give me some money.
Yeah, these motherfuckers. Or you got these American rappers that want to be paid to be interviewed. Get the fuck out of here. I tell them, check the roster. You know what I'm saying?
They need to be paying you even for calling motherfuckers.
Yeah, man.
You know, I give motherfuckers like Dez, TNT, you know, Scratch, man, shouts out to Scratch. You know, laid back, all of them. If I was to hit the lottery or something, you think I'd go out and get these other motherfuckers? Hell no. I already know who to get. I already know who to get.
Yeah.
Man, CEO ain't got to worry about shit if I hit the Powerball. Because when it comes to that music shit, if I put money in the music shit, I already know who to go to get. I don't have to go get no 2 Chainz and pay for their features. I'm paying CEO for features. Because they supposed to have been getting that money, man. They supposed to have been getting that shit. Soundmaster T supposed to be known just like Dre known. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They supposed to be known like that, man. Some of these motherfuckers supposed to be out here already.
Man.
But
you know,
they don't bend the fold. So they get lost in
like
the sauce.
People like Woodpile, because they go at the industry every chance they get. You know what I'm saying? K Reno, another cat, goes at the industry with every chance he gets. That's what you got to do.
Craig, he said earlier, K Reno, he in the top five, but 99, he better than 99.9% of every motherfucker that's ever rolled around.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit? For real. On the real.
He is.
Just, even if they want to go to lyrics and lyrical content, like, even if they went off of what he was talking about, like, we're not even going to go off what he's talking about. Because what he's talking about is 99.9% better than what people. But if they went off lyrical skill and the way he laces, you know, laid his track on that, man, come on, man. The wordplay.
Nobody could fuck with him. Nobody. Everybody's talking about Eminem.
Scarface even say that shit. Scarface even said that. For real. I heard Scarface say that shit.
Yeah,
like, K. Reno, the best nigga ever out of Houston. The best rap I ever heard out of Houston was K. Reno. And he got hella albums.
Yeah.
They sleep on him, though, because of his lyrical content.
That dude, and he's one of the most humble individuals ever. You know what I'm saying?
He turned down deals. How many rappers turn down deals? Like, I don't even want your deal.
Yeah.
They trying to call him. How many artists ignore calls from Universal and shit like that? Like, I don't even want to hear. I'm gonna entertain what they saying, but we good with what we doing. That's real
shit,
man.
None of that shit.
That's like Muhammad Ali type shit, man.
Yeah.
He might not have been the heavyweight that got all the pay-per-views and this and that, but man, that's real heavy. That he a heavyweight, man. For real.
Yeah, man. You can't fuck with K. Reno.
He didn't even get what Spice One and all them got. You know, like Black the same way. He didn't even get what Spice. You know, Spice them was in the limelight at one time too, and they get hated on like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You ain't put Spice on the track, and you from the West Coast. How that
Spice
happened?
Yeah,
Game, you ain't never had a song with Spice
up.
One.
Spice
come on,
was on
bro.
The major label. Spice was on Jive.
Yeah,
that was major label rap. Nowadays, major label rap is 2 Chainz and Trinifac James. You know what I'm saying? When I was coming up, major label rap was Ant Banks, Spice One.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Live Crew, Ghetto Boys, DJ
exactly.
Quick. You know,
and
then later on, you know, Master P, TRU, Sebo, shit like that. But nowadays, it's all. It's gay, man. It's gay. Me and D.E. were just talking about this, too. It's gay as fuck. Everybody is. You got your athletes coming to the game in a woman work piece suit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A two-piece, three-piece woman's work suit with a purse and a pair of pumps.
And then they get mad at you, Prez, if you say, what the fuck is that? Then they want to say, well, why did Prez say that? Why?
Yeah. He is a hater.
Look what the fuck he got on, man.
But it's about my swag, my swagger. That's more important
sons.
To me than substance. Yeah, and these guys are targets for your sons and for different young cats from around the world. These guys,
they
target
is.
Them. You know what I'm saying? That's who they're marketing to. You know what I'm saying? They want the young kid, the young boy, to have the pink iPod hanging off of his ears with the man purse, a man bag.
And
I call it the fag bag.
And his socks pulled up, wearing capri pants and shit.
Yeah,
this ain't England. This ain't France, motherfucker.
And
we went after
the baggy shorts. You know what I'm saying? And low cut socks. Nowadays, they pull their shit up like baseball players 200 years ago.
Or even if they weren't wearing baggy shit, what happened to just shit that fit for you?
Yeah.
That defined you. Like, when you wore it, you had to go in the store, and you was a man, you could not possibly shop in the female section. Because they didn't even make the dimensions for you to fit. But now they making women's clothes for men to fit. And vice versa. They making men clothes for women to fit. Like, what kind of shit is that?
It's
like,
trans,
usually
like
it was...
Kanye West has a transgender clothing line. You know what I'm
saying? Did you see that shit? This motherfucker wearing fucking Confederate flags and shit.
Yeah,
and all
you know,
this shit.
It was cool when MJG did it because he had it burning. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
A flag like that needs to be set on fire because what it didn't represent the South. It represented bloodshed and murder.
He was showing we carrying that shit down. It's a new South.
Nah, man.
You know, that type of
shit.
You
know what it is? That's that Mason shit because the Masons, they embody all kinds of symbols. Every religious symbol, they embody the fucking, even the swastika, the fucking rebel flag, all that shit. Some of the biggest people behind the modern Masons of the 18th century were from the Confederate Army. You know what I'm saying? Or members of the Ku Klux Klan. You know what I'm saying? So why are you going to worship people that hate your guts? I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. But you know, people are easily brainwashed, dude. They're easily brainwashed.
And this how they try to mask it up. Oh, I'm trying to be different. I'm showing that I can take the symbol that they used and make it. You ain't taking. You taking that symbol and making it the same shit they've been making.
Yeah.
You know,
you didn't
take it and burn it like MJG did. You didn't take it and make it black and white like Outkast did. You didn't do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't feel what Outkast did with they shit either. But at the same time, I got where they was coming from with it. So some people identified with that. You know what I'm saying? Black and white. They were trying to mix motherfuckers and get people to buy their records. They going because who bought Outkast records more? More white people bought that record than, you know, Stank On You and all that shit. I guarantee you more white people bought that shit than. Because we buy bootlegs in the hood.
I used to get the cassette tape bootleg from the Arab guy at the fucking convenience store first, or get them at
right.
The flea market. You know, just like they had Cash Money Brothers, not Cash Money Records, DMB, straight up gangster shit. You remember that? Those mixtapes that they had.
Shit.
We would get those and then listen to the tracks we like. And then go out.
Hey, Fred, you can still get those though. Some people be selling them online too.
Yeah, you can get on YouTube typing straight up gangster shit. You'll see what we're talking about. And it wasn't just Chicago. It had fucking all kinds of shit from all over the fucking country. Ice-T, Spice One, Fifth Ward Boys. Like, you'd be hearing fucking Psychodrama, then you'd be hearing Fifth Ward Boys, then you'd be hearing, you know, all kinds of
different
shit. You know, straight out the gangbang capital of the world. You know what I'm saying? That's the Shy. You know, and unfortunately, I'm not saying that being braggadocious, man. I'm saying that being with a heavy heart because there ain't nothing positive. At the end of the day, there ain't nothing positive in gangbang. You know what I mean? Look at all the people that died over that shit. I mean, you're talking, if you add that shit up, it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. You know, it's supposed to be unity. There's supposed to be unity. Then none of us would be in the situations we're in if we all came together. That's what people don't understand. There's too much division. You know, but there's too many people that are just brainwashed, man.
It's just like with them Bloods and Crips, like... Yeah, Chicago gang, bang, 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 bang. But if you go back years and years and years fucking with them folks.
The fucking hair. Straight killing them off.
Hey, now the we're done recording. And that was Blog Talk's way of letting me know that the show is over. Well, it's when people download it, they'll be able to hear us, you know, talking right now. But sorry, what was you saying?
I was just saying, man, shit, they die in record numbers everywhere, man. And when people come together, man, they don't want to see that. So they're going to keep trying to divide.
Yeah.
Right now they're dividing with the music because everybody looking towards the music. All the shit Pac and them work for, Jam Master Jay, all the people before us, and the pioneers that's still here, the shit that they was doing back in the day, look what's happening to it. They using that shit to influence everything.
Everything.
Like twerk, for instance,
sports,
twerking. twerking.
Man,
motherfuckers been doing that shit. The Yin Yang Twins should have came out right now. They would have been bigger than they ever was. Because they even had twerk songs.
Esham had a song called Twerk Your Body in 1999. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, they would have been bigger
years
than they
ago,
ever was.
Years ago.
Because people hopped on some, what they thought was a new trend. It's just recycling. Just
yeah,
like how they bring out the old Jordans
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yin Yang Twins, they're putting out new twerk songs. Because they want to let it be known that they're the ones that put it out there first or some shit like
right.
that.
Right, so now they going to use that as their legacy. We was the first with the twerk. I thought y'all was just rappers. And y'all just rapped about that type of shit.
You ain't said nothing
you know,
in 10 years. Now Miley Cyrus is twerking with Juicy J and you're coming back with it. Ma'am, listen what I'm bumping in the background. Basically, greatest hits of Spice One for the last 20 minutes or however long me and you've been talking.
Right.
These young motherfuckers, like you say, man, these young motherfuckers don't know nothing about no Spice One. You know, they don't know about the Poison Clan. You know, even Ghetto Boys. You can't even put on, when you say Ghetto Boys, you know, the first thing they say, oh, mine's playing tricks on me. And it was Ghetto Boys long before that song.
And it was Ghetto Boys long after that song, too. They made classic songs after that.
No one even talks about the Big Mike era of the Ghetto Boys.
They never do. And Prez, you had them on the show.
Yeah, we had Big Mike. We had Reddy Red. We had the two members. You know, one came in for Willie D when Willie D left in 92, but the other one was pretty much the pioneer. Gave the Ghetto Boys their sound. That was huge. You know, I hope to get Willie D in Face and Bushwick? Yes. I think Bushwick is more of a possibility than Face and Willie D. But Bushwick would be a hell of a show. Hell of a show. I think we're going to make that happen.
He got a lot of people that want to know what's going on with him. And might boost it, the shit that he's doing now.
Yeah.
You know? So, Bushwick, if you hear this or some people that fuck with Bushwick, you hearing this right now, tell them, come on. Come to the Murder Mask Music Show. Been wanting them.
Yeah.
We got mad love for them, you know what I'm saying? And get his story out there, man. Say what he want to say.
Bushwick,
that's a good thing about Murder Mask Music Show, too, Prez. Like, your shit is, you know, you say what you want to say.
Yeah, six. He says what he want to say. Y'all watch out for the news segment tomorrow. Jesus Christ. The pre-record. Oh, get ready for that. Get ready for that shit. And,
that shit. My phone died when we was doing that shit.
Six got the file and he was like, what the fuck? He's like, this is the long, y'all was on forever and shit.
On some
like,
real
yeah.
shit, though. On real shit.
Yeah, we were talking about all kinds of stuff.
Tell them prayers. They missing out if they ain't checking up. And I always tell them, if you don't hear it live, that don't mean nothing. You can still check us out. Just go to UGSforLife.com. That's all
like
you got to do.
He just said on the show, he said, you know what I'm saying, it's archived. It's going to be around.
It's archived.
A century after we're gone, that shit's going to be around. Once it's on the net, there's always going to be somebody that has it downloaded. There's videos now that people are just putting up that are fucking no one's seen in 30 years, but somebody happened to tape it when it came on TV.
And still had it.
You can go on YouTube and shit, some of it's shitty quality, but you can find stuff that you ain't seen since you were three. You know, old commercials or cartoons you used to watch on Saturdays and, you know, fucking cereals you used to eat. You could find that shit. Sometimes it's cool to go back in the 80s, except when Six is playing one of those fuck-ass songs. Who knows what he's going to bring me into tomorrow. But all right, everybody, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Murder Mask Music Show 102 in the books. It's history. It's archived. Shout out to First Degree to DE. Welcome to UGS Radio family.
Yeah,
Shout out to Jerry, Jan, and Dale. Shout out to
right,
you.
I heard Jerry talk, man. I wanted to talk to Jerry, too, man, but I'll get up with him another time, man.
You know, he that was a pre-record, actually. That
was
Yeah, we did me and Jerry.
Hey, Prez, that shit sounded live as a motherfucker. I thought y'all was live.
Yeah, that's that conference, free conference call. Get that shit if you ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a great fucking service to have.
And the green room music is off the chain. I'll co-sign that. That little jazzy shit they got. Yeah, that shit. They got the little horns in and all that shit.
Yeah. Well, shit, thank you for tuning in, everybody. Peace, Mac J.
Yeah, you know it.
UGS
for life, bitches.